40 kilometres per hour. When the lights on buses are flashing, keep our kids safe. They're counting on you. Mount Coringo, the M1, approximately 2K south of Pacific Highway. On rapid track breakdown, southbound direction. St. Leonard's, Pacific Highway, lights blacked out, affecting all directions at Greenwich Road. High volume of traffic, Pennant Hills Road approaching the Commonara Parkway, both directions. Super devices, small prices. Get connected on Australia's best mobile network with no excess data charges. Visit Telstra online or in store. Data for use in Australia. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader, today's scratchings.
Very good morning, everyone. Racing in New South Wales today, as we know, is in Scone, also at Albury, Geelong in Victoria, and we'll look at Toowoomba in Queensland. Starting with Scone, the weather is fine, the track are good for, the rail is true, and there are 25 scratchings. Race 1 at 12:20, take out number 5, Princess Sunlight, number 5. Race 2, number 15, Tolerate, number 15. Out of the third, take 8, Aubergine, 9, Inkjet, and 11, Ski Missile, 8, 9 and 11. From race 4, the emergency 17 through to 20, 17, 18, 19 and 20. Race 5, number 6, Zem Factor, 10, Tourette, emergency 17 and 20, 6, 10, 17 and 20. Race 6, number 4, Over and Above, 13, Weather Channel and 14, Midweek Hustler, 4, 13 and 14. From race 7, number 2, Big Duke, 5, Archidemus, 14, Oakfield Missile and Emergency 18, 2, 5, 14 and 18, and race 8, number 3, Safe Landing, 8, Cubics, 14, Mr. Z, 16, Too Hard to Call and Emergency 17, 3, 8, 14, 16 and 17 from race 8 at Scone. To Albury, the weather is fine, the track is soft, 5, the rail true, penetrometer 6.13, 6.13 in fact, and there are 11 scratchings. Race 1 at 12 o'clock, take out number 8, Atomic Blast number 8. Races 2 and 3 are clear. From race 4, number 10, Psychoa, and 12, The Deepest Secret, 10 and 12. Race 5, number 7, Have a Chat Now, 13, Step Around Gal, Emergency 17, 7, 13 and 17. From race 6, number 6, Open Him Up, and 12, Silks and Stars, 6 and 12. Race 7 is clear, and race 8, take out 2 Islands, 11, Kruanui, and 15, Motime, 2, 11 and 15 from race 8 at Albury. Geelong, the weather is fine, the track is soft, 5. The rail is out 6 metres the entire course, penetrometer 5.46 and 33 scratchings. From race 1, take out 3 Dolce, 5 High Fashion and 7 Marshalline, 3, 5 and 7. Race 2, the emergencies 13 through to 18, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 and 18. Race 3, number 11, Pneumatic Sands, emergency 14, 11 and 14. From race 4, the emergencies 13 through to 17, 13, 14, 15, 16 and 17. Race 5, take out 8, Mapping, and that is it. Race 5, number 8. Race 6 is clear. Race 7, number 6, achieves history, victory, 11, Curse Free, and the emergencies 15 and 16, 6, 11, 15 and 16 from race 7. From race 8, number 1, Savvy Shields, 12, Sedente, emergencies 15 through to 18, 1, 12, 15, 16, 17 and 18. And race 9, take out 3, He Is, 9, Eastern Pegasus, and the emergencies 13, 16, 17 and 18. 3, 9, 13, 16, 17 and 18 from race 9 at Geelong. And up to Toowoomba, the weather is fine, the track a good 4, the rail out 2 metres the entire course, penetrometer 4.93 and 46 scratchings there. Race 1, take out 7, Roughing It, and the emergencies 12 through to 15, 7, 12, 13, 14 and 15. Race 2, number 7, Single Skip, 9, Winter Rain, emergencies 11, 13 and 14, 7, 9, 11, 13 and 14. Out of race 3, take out the emergencies 10 through to 14, 10, 11, 12, 13 and 14. Race 4, number 4, I Am Clever, 7, Dusty Haze, 11, Special Flight and Emergencies 14 through to 18. 4, 7, 11, 14, 15, 16, 17 and 18. Race 5, number 1, Acceptile and 10, Betty is Ready, 1 and 10. Race 6, number 6, General Wit, number 6. Race 7, number 2, All a Deer, 5, White Collar, Emergencies 13 and 14. 2, 5, 13 and 14. Race 8, number 5, El Prados, 6, Adam DeAnt, 7, Aurora Charm, 8, Bay of Dragons, 11, Sylvester, Emergencies 15 and 16, 5, 6, 7, 8, 11, 15 and 16, and Race 9, take out 2, Aurora Charm, 7, Miss Amanda, 9, 8, in fact, Nice Retort, 9, 911, 10, Shin Star, 13, Beach Club, 18, 19 and 20, 2, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13, 18, 19 and 20 from Race 9 at Toowoomba. And that's all the scratchings information for the Gallup meeting today. Dave Stanley is standing by for Racing HQ.
And we're getting close to action now. All clear. When the gates are back.
Here comes the hero.
Group 1 Glory, all right.
Oh, this is great, isn't it?
On Sky Sports Radio, welcome to Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
And now, here's your host, Dave Stanley.
Yeah, good everyone. Welcome to Friday. And, of course, Racing HQ on Scone Cup Day, Darley Scone Cup Day. And, well, look, we can't be there. We'd all be there right now getting ready for a massive day of racing, but we're going to be able to watch it live on the Sky Racing screens today and in HD on Sky Thoroughbred Central. And we're going to jump straight into it. We've got Heath Courtney online, the Scone CEO. I know he joined the boys from the Big Sports Breakfast earlier today, but Heath, welcome to Racing HQ, mate. I just wanted to get a live track update from you, mate.
G'day, morning, mate. Yeah, thanks very much for the support again, Dave. Yeah, no, all's well here, mate. It's gorgeous, gorgeous day out, as you'd expect when no buggers are out, unfortunately. but no, mate, it is. There's not a breath of wind at the moment, mate. The wind's meant to pick up a little bit to about the late teens or something later in the afternoon, but fine day, rousing the true the entire, mate. Good four surface. Probably going to expect an upgrade, mate. There's really good coverage here. It's not really the best drying conditions, as you'd expect this time of year, so really puts the perfect conditions all around, mate.
Nah, beautiful, mate. And look, great fields as always. And, you know, looking at that cup field, I know we've got the scratching of Arcademus, but, gee, it's going to be hard. I mean, they're tough fields all day and value for punters.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, they've come again, haven't they? Yeah, they love coming to the carnival. Great prize money. Obviously, the track play is an important part of that too. Every horse gets its chance. But, yeah, the cup's wide open. Hopefully, for the boss's sake, Faistos or something is thereabouts in the finish there for the Darling Godolphin men. But, yeah, very much an open race and an open card.
Well, Heath, well, mate, we'll be back there next year with bells on, mate. Looking forward to it, and good luck over the next few days. I know you've got that Scone meeting tomorrow there at Rose Hill, but the full support of the ATC, and good luck with today's meeting as well, mate.
Yeah, thanks very much, Dave. Much appreciated, mate.
No dramas at all. Heath Courtney, of course, the Scone CEO. So we're racing in heaven today, it sounds like. Beautiful track conditions. We know how good that Scone track is. And a gentleman that always supports this meeting with some very good horses. He's not afraid to take his good horses to Scone. Is Chris Lees from Newcastle. Morning, Chris.
Morning, Dave.
It is a good track, mate. Do you find that the Scone track especially, you can take these horses with, say, not huge race experience, and it's a great educational step for them?
Yeah, very much so. It's a similar circumference to the Newcastle track, big spacious track, so my horse seem to get around there okay, but like all horses do, it gives every horse their chance.
Well, let's start with your runners today. You've got a stack in. Interesting, this maiden. You've got a first starter here, Del Toro, and also a horse called Married to the Mob. And the latter one I mentioned, it's got some form against a pretty smart horse from Queensland, Wisdom of Water.
Yeah, he was beaten a fair way that day, but he's a fast enough two-year-old. He's got a nice gait and will utilise that draw. Some of the other horses, he was just a little aggressive, Del Toro, in his recent trial. But I think both will put themselves in the first four or five and over the short course, that'll give them their chance.
What about this horse, the Bopper? Now, you would have heard me speak to Jock Gologly on the program the last couple of weeks, and was very impressive at Tamworth. The form's then stacked up. From the draw, because it is awkward out wide, do you say to Sam, let him just roll across, or do you have to go back from the gate?
He hasn't got great gate speed in both trials and his only race start. He stepped just marginally slow, so I won't be tying Sam down to too many instructions. I'd love him to be midfield or even forward of midfield if he could, but he has got a good turn of foot, so as long as he's comfortable, it's only one turn. As you just talk about the track, it's certainly they all get their chance, the 1,100 metres there. So with clear running, I think he'll race very well. I think he's very well found in the market.
Yeah.
For, as you said, with that 15 alley that he comes out of. But he showed a bit on debut, and he hasn't shown any signs to suggest that he won't repeat that.
You've got a good little crop of two-year-olds coming through. I mean, obviously, Midland, which was unlucky last start at Newcastle, just run down late. You've got Kinlock. You've got the Bopper. Are they all, especially this bloke, what's he showing you compared to the others? Is he a little bit more forward than those Waikato horses?
Yeah, there wouldn't be much between
yep.
them. Probably, yeah, no, I wouldn't like to split them just at this stage, but
okay.
He certainly compares with them horses you mentioned.
Okay, that's really good. Chalmers goes around in race number six. Another ride here for Semi Clinton. Another soft draw too. You're going to get a lovely run.
Yeah, especially with that big weight, you'll certainly need a few favours. But got a confidence building win. He hadn't won for a while. It's good to see him back in the winner's stall. And he's actually trained on really well from it. So he represents a bit of value. He's probably not a horse you can fully trust. He's win, you know, as I said, he hadn't won for a while. But if he can maintain that form and run after his track work, I'd see him figuring the finish in this type of race.
You got two very classy runners in the Daly Scone Cup. 60s Groove, which carries obviously the top weight, who has form last prep in that winter against Grey Lion, Canedna, etc. Up there in Brisbane. And then you've also got this very interesting runner, Chief Ironside, who second up last prep was a winner of that that Crystal Mile there at the Valley, beating Cliff's Edge. How have they both been going?
Yeah, 60s Groove, firstly, he's had one run since the Brisbane campaign, so he's back in the Wild Cup, and he had an issue post that and has been out a while. Mile, I would expect to be too short for him, but he's trialled up quite nicely, and first up 12 months ago, he ran a nice third in a Hawkesbury Cup, so he'll be strong late and could get into a placing, but I'd suggest Chief Ironside would be the pick of our two on what he's shown us. Took a while just to settle right in. His first up run was probably only a pass mark, but he's trained on really well since. And I'd be disappointed if he didn't run up somewhere near his best today.
And with the two of them, Brisbane.
Well, possibly they're with the changes to their programming and prize money, I suppose there's still some nice enough options
yeah.
in Sydney. It looks like 60s Groove, he may only have one or two runs, then back off for the spring.
Okay. Have you found it easier? I mean, obviously, a lot of trainers out there are sending their horses north, or they're thinking about sending their horses north. They've got a change of the border, but now you've got that satellite stable at the coast. Has it been a little bit easier to sort of decide, right, well, we're going to send this horse to Queensland for these races?
Yeah, so we'd always intended to send some, regardless of the issue, once we're able to even get them to Queensland, but I think it's opened up a little bit more again for everyone. So it was still pretty tight there. You had to take them from the Gold Coast to Brisbane the day before, which wasn't ideal, but that's been changed. So there's still some options there, but I think it's finding that Sydney racing will stay pretty strong over the winter due to the changing in their programming and the cutting prize money out there.
All right, and last but not least, just on today, and then I'll just quickly touch on tomorrow. You've got Darleb and Wild Fortune in today, in the last.
Yeah, Darleb, nice win at Wild, trained on well. He should get a nice run from a soft enough draw. Wild Fortune, tough little mare, filly, who's looking like she'll appreciate this a little bit extra trip. Just needs a bit of luck in the first half of the race from the draw.
All right, and before I let you go, I just got to mention Graf tomorrow because he finally gets back to the 1,300. He just ran out of puff last time over that short 5 furlong. Is he ticking over nicely? Are you excited about tomorrow?
He certainly finds a a race that's probably a little weaker than what he's raced at over the last 12 months. Albert, he's a long time out of the winner's score, but he soft draw out to 1300, which we've been trying to get him out for a while. So on his work, he shouldn't be far away. So I'm pretty hopeful that he'll run up to his best time.
What is your best over the next couple of days?
Probably the Bopper, but he's not a betting prospect for mine at the price.
No. Something on Cheap Ironside in the Cup?
Yeah, I thought at $9 or $10, he's probably represents a bit of value each way.
Perfect, mate. All right, safe travels today. Good luck with the team at Scone. And also at the Sunny Coast tonight, you've got horses in all over the place.
Good on you, Dave. Cheers.
Cheers. Chris Lees. We'll roll straight into Rod Northam. Five English challenges since 2010 this man has won. He loves this carnival. Morning, Rod.
Morning, Dave.
Yeah, I must admit, Jock Ologbe rang me this morning. He said, now, when you're talking to Rod Northam, find out his best of the next couple of days because he loves this carnival. And looking at your stats, mate, you do. Is it like Christmas this morning for you? Even though there's no crowd, you're probably not waking up with a headache.
Yeah, Well, not waking up with a headache, that's for sure. I'm normally very dusty this morning. I generally go hard, and then just try and keep on improving. So woken up very easily this morning, and looking forward to the races, but obviously no party to look forward to.
No, that's right. Well, there still might be a party, mate, even if it's in isolation, because you've got a nice little team in over the next couple of days. First off, want to start on this on your first runner for the day. It's Mother's Day in race number two. You've drawn soft in this maiden. How's Mother's Day been going?
Yeah, really well. Really well. Very happy with her. Not worried about the 1300. I think she's probably looking for it now. And the soft draw just makes it... makes it even easier for us. So hopefully she can just park herself just off the speed, and she does have a good turn of foot. So Christian will just sort of wait until probably halfway up the straight and let her go, and hopefully she can get the job done.
All the work's been good at home, though. She's running good times, etc.
Yeah, she's a light frame filly. Don't do a lot with her. They don't really let her off the bridle too much. But yeah, she's fine. She's really well. She went for a handball this morning. She was bucking and kicking. She's ready to go.
Ah, that's good, mate. That's good. In the fifth, you've got a three-pronged attack. You've got the Pens are riding Modernity. You've got Split and Tango Steps. How have the three of those been going?
Good. Tango Steps, I was very disappointed. I thought she would have ran better last start. I don't know if she could have won the race. The horse that won's a pretty smart horse, but I thought she should have probably run second. Not really sure what went wrong. She's pulled up well since. She relaxed well on the running, which she had trouble doing previously, but she can throw an odd one in, so I'm hoping she just had an off day. And then she'll turn up on her home track today, and hopefully she'll settle and run the 1,100 metres out. Then we've got Spilt, who had a disappointing prep last time. Had a few little feet issues and hard tracks and just wouldn't let go. But he's come back in with no issues with his feet and trialled really nicely. I expect him to race well if he can capture his form from 12 months ago when he won the challenge. He should be able to race well at odds. Modernity. First start for me, come from beyond. It was pleased me with the work and was very happy with the trial. She was never let off the bridle. So she could run a bit of a race as well.
Okay, she's big odds at the moment. Out of the three, though, it sounds like you've got a soft spot for Split.
Yeah, Spilt.
Spilt, sorry.
You're not the only one. Everyone calls him Split. I really think he's the horse with a lot of ability, but just nothing went right last preparation. We had a lot of trouble with his feet and hard tracks. And if he can bring his if he brings his work through to the races, he should race really well.
Oh, I like that. I like that. When they're working good at home and they come, especially home track, look out. And what about Tombolo in the eighth, mate?
Yeah, she's going really well. It was a good run first up. She ran second to a smart one of Chris's. And I think she's come on since then, but she probably finds a pretty tough race. It looks a pretty hard race on paper. But if she gets a bit of luck, she can be thereabouts.
And then in town tomorrow, you've got After All That in that Vinery Stud, which goes around. That's still locked in to come down?
Yeah, sure. He's going to come down. I was about with his run first up at Musselbrook. He went super. And then he had a little bit of a foot issue since. So we trialled him last week. He was a little bit underdone. He just may need the run tomorrow. If they go hard and stop, he might be finishing over top of them, but he may be vulnerable the last 50 metres.
All right, for the punters. Now, every time I've been up there with the Big Sports Breakfast, you've always given us something. And we've always had a little mini fill-up. What is your best for today for the punters out there?
Look, I'd say Mother's Day would have to be the best.
Yep.
With a sneaky each way on Spilt.
Okay, so Spilt, sneaky each way. If it works, if the race is like it's been working, goes very close, or at least runs in that top three in Mother's Day. I loved how you just said, Christian will produce halfway down the straight and say, ta-ta, lovely.
I hope it works out like that.
Nah, fantastic, mate. Good luck with the runners today, and we'll see you next year. Well, we'll see you before next year, but look out next year, mate. You need more than a few Panadol, I reckon.
Yeah, we'll be going hard next year, for sure. We'll be making up for it.
Champion. Rod Northam, thanks for being on HQ.
No worries. Thanks, Dave.
All right, so we've got his best today, Rod, as Mother's Day, and just keep an eye on Spilt, of course, there, working well at home. We'll take a quick break. Brent Stanley, Sparky, on the other side of this.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Brent Stanley now joins us from, I think he's down in Melbourne, or he could be up in Sydney. Morning, Brent.
Morning, Dave. No, I'm down here in Melbourne, mate.
Is it Brass Monkey down there, mate?
It's not too bad, actually. Sun's out this morning. It's not too bad. But, yeah, she's been getting a little bit like that night times and early mornings.
Well, I'll tell you what. You love this Scone Carnival. You always bring a nice horse up. And you've got two in tomorrow at Rose Hill. But you'll have to bring a big team up next year, mate. It's a shame we can't be there.
No, exactly right. No, I love it. I just love going there when I was riding. So, they'll take horse at this great carnival and obviously the sales and that. So, no, we'll sort out a good team for next year, mate.
Now, what about these two you bring up tomorrow to Rose Hill? You've got Monetizing for James Innes Jr. It's an emergency at the moment in that Denise has joined. You've got Dyslexic. I'll start with Monetizing. If it gets a run,
it's got a run.
You keen?
No, I tell you, I'm sitting on the fence with her. She's definitely got the ability. Whether she's mature enough at the moment to compete with these ones that are already made that grade is a question mark. But I tell you, the last two wins have been pretty good, and she's done nothing but improve. She's going really, really well, the filly. Deserves a crack at the stakes race, and she'll only improve from the run and the triple A as well.
Mate, you've had two greats, or you've had two champion blokes ride a last two starts. You've had Ollie and Winksy. What did Ollie say after that Bendigo win when she won over in the maiden? What did he say when he got off her?
He said it was completely arrogant. He said he never moved on her. He said she didn't get out of first gear. He said it'll just keep improving. So it's going to be a nice fiddle in a few months.
Do you find that being a turf on Tane, she'll also just relish a bit of give out of that ground?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. She won on top of the ground first up, and then she won on a heavy eight second up. So, obviously, the ground doesn't take any effect from her. She gets through it. But she's not a big filly. She's quite well balanced. She travels well, and she can let herself go and down on any kind of footing. So, it'll be interesting to see how she runs tomorrow. I think she's got a lot of improvement left in her, but I think she'll run pretty good.
Nah, beautiful. Dyslexic goes around in race eight in the Dark Jewel Classic, mate. Another one you booked, Jimmy Innes Jr. How's Dyslexic going?
Yeah, she's fine. She's going really good. Jimmy rode a really good last start, a little bit stiff in behind him, couldn't get out in time. She hit line around third. He knows her now. He's been going riding to work. She'll tick a lot of boxes leading in tomorrow. So hopefully this is her day to get that black spot.
What's the plan with her? So you went to Adelaide, so you give her a trial, went to Adelaide, then you've come up here. Will you keep going north with her?
Well, the restrictions and that was a hiccup, and that's why Adelaide was. So the plan was there was a few races around for her, and this COVID-19 sent everything pear shaped.
Yep.
So she had to go to Adelaide, and then things went pear shaped there. She would jump out and led, went too quick. She wasn't ready for it. And then, obviously, Queensland was shut off. There was no races in Victoria for her. You know, this game meet was always on the card for her. So I took her up a couple of weeks ago and just left her there for this race. And hopefully I've got it spot on, peaking third up.
Perfect, mate. As well with your other team, you've got a few other runners in over the weekend. What would be your best for the punters out there?
I think Dyslexic's the best. She's going really good, and third up she's going to be primed and 100% peaked for it. Cryptic Jewel in Adelaide, she's in the list of 2,000 metre race. She's going really good, been screaming out for 2,000 metres.
Yep.
And I've got Violate in at Flemington. He'll run a complete different race. So Day's a different animal this week.
Well, I've got two text messages here from punters on the text line. Cryptic Jewel last week. Any drama?
Just jumped out, was 4 lengths behind the second last horse. The mile was just too short, just screaming out for 2,000 metres.
Okay, beautiful. And the other one here that can you ask Brent about a nice youngster he's got called Master? Is it Master Bartholdi?
Yes, Master Bartholdi's been gelded in the paddock. He'll come back a nice horse.
Okay, one to follow.
Yeah, one to follow. He pulled up really shin through his last start. He only had two starts. He's got beat his first start and pulled up very, very sore his second start. So he's gelded. He'll come back really nice horse.
Beautiful, mate. All right, well, we'll be on Dyslexic tomorrow, mate, and we'll see you soon up in Sydney Town when all this this drama's over, and we'll have a beer.
Cheers, mate. Sounds good. Good luck, punters.
Cheers. Brent Stanley there. He's got Dyslexic, of course, in at Rose Hill tomorrow, but he's got another nice chance as well in Adelaide. So just keep an eye on his runners over the weekend. Shane O'Cash from the Daily Telegraph now joins us. Morning, Shane.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
Ah, very good, mate. We mightn't be at the track today, but we can still back plenty of winners. What have you found for us at Scone?
Yeah, massive day up there today with the Scone Cup. I thought John O'Shea's horse Live and Free finally gets his chance to win a feature race. He's been pretty unlucky in a few other races on the way through. He ran second last start at the Hawkesbury Cup, beating Baylen Geary. He's doing a little bit wide there today, but Scone's a good long straight there. I'd imagine he'd be getting home pretty strongly, so he deserves his chance. He's probably back up odds at about 460. If he doesn't win, he'll certainly go down five.
Perfect. Anything else today? Have you found it a tricky day because the fields are so strong?
Yes, it is. It is a tough day, but I thought there was probably I wouldn't say a good thing, but I think I'd take the $1.65 about the Bopper in the English 2-year-old challenge. This is a Chris Lee's horse that he paid $30,000 for at the Scone Yearling Sale. So all these horses have to be sold at Scone. Good buying. He's already won $20,000 in his first start. This horse ran 65 and change when it won the Tamworth Romantic Dream. That's an incredible time, and he did it from behind as well. So the fact that he's drawn away out in 15 today, 16, I think, it's probably not going to be as much of a disadvantage as you'd think. Look, I think he's a really promising horse, Dave, and we're going to hear a lot more about the Bopper. He's $1.65, as I say, but look, it's got a pretty long tail, this race. If he gets to the outside and he can wind up, I think he'll run right over the top of them.
Yeah, it's interesting hearing Chris speak before about he loved to have him a little bit forward, but obviously he's got to very informed jockey on Sam Clinton to do some navigating, and that's the one good thing about that Scone track. Surely should be able to slot him in and get a chance.
Yeah, 100%.
Now, away from the Scone meeting, have you found anything for tomorrow or anything else? I mean, they're also racing down south today in New South Wales at Albury.
Yeah, there's a horse down there at Albury, Dave. I don't know about it. It's like Fat Gecko, it's called. It doesn't have the Kingston Town or Secretariat sort of nodal sounds. It's a pretty good horse. It doesn't matter what it's called as long as they call home first. So that's what they did at Wagga last start. He led all the way and he won pretty convincingly. Every run's been better than the last. He just looks like a really progressive horse to me. Racing number two, Fat Gecko. Look, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw him in town for a highway in a short time. So we'll see how he goes down there anyway.
He's been probably one of the best backrunners today at Albury. They took that $5 straight away yesterday. Now, deductions-wise, if you're looking at scratchings, open him up 6 cents to win, and Silks and Stars 2 cents to win. So you still shopped well. It's currently 3.30 at the moment, Fat Gecko, and Nick Hayward riding in great form, mate.
Yeah, he sure is.
All right, so best today, Live and Free. Keep an eye on Fat Gecko. And anything for tomorrow?
Yeah, look, I thought Broken Arrows. Tommy Berry's got a great book tomorrow, by the way. I don't know how many winners he could ride, but he's on Broken Arrows anyway. It's a first upper, trained by David Pfeiffer. He's a half to Extreme Choice, who won the Blue Diamond a few years back. This horse has been trialling really well, Dave, and he's got a fairly handy first up record. I think Dave's probably picked out this race for him, and he's primed.
All right, perfect. Shane, enjoy all the coverage today. Back plenty of winners today and tomorrow, mate, and your shout when it's all over.
Good man. Thanks, Dave.
There he is, Shane O'Cass from the Daily Telegraph. Catch his stories and his form in the Sportsman and also the Daily Telegraph over the next couple of days and weeks. And he likes Live and Free at Scone. Fat Gecko, we have to keep an eye on there at Albury. And Broken Arrows tomorrow. Broken Arrows, Tommy Berry, one of his rides. Big night tonight in Queensland. We've got the Sunshine Coast with some listed races. And we've also got racing tomorrow at the other coast, the Gold Coast. Of course, we've got the Ken Russell, etc. Michael Maxworthy now joins us. Morning, Maxie.
Good morning to you, Dave. Yeah, it's been a bit hectic doing the form because they're both metropolitan meetings and both of them are excellent cards, but we've had to wait to get the final scratchings because a lot of horses have been duly accepted for both coasts, the Gold and the Sunshine Coast. So we're just starting to get through the form.
We've got a very interesting runner tomorrow, and we're going to try and get Trent Edmonds online as well to join our conversation to start off with before we get into your tips and your best, because the runner I speak of is Wisdom of Water. And I know, Maxie, you've mentioned this particular runner a number of times. He's a nice horse, isn't he?
Yeah, I like the fact that he had a preparation late spring as an early two-year-old, and then it carried on through the Magic Millions Carnival, where he was great a week before the Magic Millions, beating Conceited of Godolphin, and then he turned up a week later and ran fourth in the Magic Millions behind Away Game. Did a terrific job. He was way back in the field after hesitating at the start, but he made rapid progress. Since then, he's had a spell. He won a trial by 16, 1-6. It was incredible. And then he went to the races a couple of Fridays ago and he bolted in there. This is a lot harder, but I just like the fact that he had that Christmas preparation, a spell, and he showed the other day that he has returned in good order. And that's what you like to see with two-year-olds.
Well, Trent Edmonds from the Gold Coast joins us now on the phone. Morning, Trent.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Matthew. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Good, mate. Very good. Mate, tell us about Wisdom of Water. I mean, we've seen it at the races, as Maxie just alluded to. The trial was very impressive. Did Jeffrey just get bored that day and say, oh, let's open up, let's get go a bit faster? But what's Wisdom of Water doing at home that we don't see?
Oh, look, David, he's always been very sharp, basically from the very first time that we gave him a proper gallop. You know, you could tell pretty quickly that he was pretty good. And sort of, he always needed to probably come back to us a little bit, which he's starting to do now that he's into his second bull racing preparation, and you know, he's not the complete package yet, but not far off, and nice colt.
You there, Maxie?
Sorry, I think you're. I was just concerned. There doesn't have to be a lot of speed in this Trent tomorrow, and he could possibly go straight to the lead, open up, and win easily. But you've been wanting to get him to relax a little bit as he heads towards the 1400 at the JJ. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Michael. I think we'll see a better horse, and I've said it all along, we've said it for a number of times now, when he's in a race with good speed or he's just allowed to take a sit and really relax and finish off hard. That's all dependent on soft barriers and the like, which we've drawn tomorrow. I'd like to probably see a couple take it up. Chris Lee's as well, gone a little deep. It's got some speed, so I'd be hopeful that you know, there'd be something that would want to sort of go a little bit and give him a trail. I think he's going to eventually be a much more productive racehorse once we see that, as I suppose we saw Magic Millions Day and the week before the Millions, when we rode him steady and he made a lot of ground really quickly and put them away.
Well, but the stable's stacked with chances tomorrow at the big meeting. There are a lot of runners. Just give us a couple that you really like tomorrow, now that you've been able to finalise, you know, scratchings with tonight and again tomorrow. Is there a couple there that you like in particular?
Well, besides the obvious of the colt, there's a couple of fillies there that I really like.
filly of Barona, lovely little filly running in the Gold Coast Guineas. Drawn a little bit tricky, but she's got a great race record, and I think she's pretty good odds, but she can add to that tomorrow. I've got a lot of time for her. And one in the Silk Stocking that had a couple of starts for us since joining from Melbourne. And she's underfeed for the stable, fine as the power. She's also drawn nice and soft to get a great run. And she goes there at her peak, that's for sure, third up for our stable. And she looks as good as she ever has since we've had her. So they're probably our other two best for the day.
Okay. Just on back to Wisdom of Water, just quickly. 1,400, do you think that'll see him out? Is that his, or do you think he can get out further?
I don't think we need to be worrying about sort of maybe going any further, Dave, to be honest, just yet. But obviously the aim is the JJ Atkins in a couple of weeks' time. I guess over, the last few years, we've seen a lot of horses like Braid and Bow and the like be competitive in the JJ when it's a mile, drop back in the spring to sprinting journeys and are quite dominant. So you need a strong miler as a baby to win against your own age in that kind of race is debatable. But I'd say, I don't think 1,400 would be any issue whatsoever given the right run in transit. But any further, I don't really want to find out right now anyway.
What about, I just had a text here from one of our listeners. Can you ask Trent about the drinks cart?
Yeah, so he was actually getting vetted to be sold to Hong Kong yesterday morning.
Okay.
Which is, and we're waiting to hear back the results. So I don't really want to lose him because he's quite promising. Pretty smart galloper in his own right. But, it's the owner's prerogative and that's the way it goes, especially sort of in the current climate with the coronavirus and that kind of stuff and people looking to make a bit of money. He's obviously a very cheap yearling purchase and I'd say price tag would have been quite nice.
Okay, so all right. So that's tomorrow, that vet, or today?
No, it was yesterday, and we're still waiting to hear back from them as far as the results. Okay. I've got my fingers crossed that he doesn't go. To be honest with you, nice horse.
How good do you think the drinks card is? Because I know that he burst on the scene. And chime in here, Maxie, because you've seen him in the flesh. But I know he was beaten that day by Wisdom of Water at the coast over that 1,100. But he just burst on because he was that cheap buy, and he just seemed to show a lot of ticker like these unencumbereds do.
Well, I don't think there's a huge deal between them, to be fair.
Wow, okay.
The drinks cart's probably more, your 1,000, 1,200-metre type of horse where, as we just spoke about, Wisdom of Water, once he learns to relax, 1,400 won't be a problem. The drinks cart's probably just that little bit of a sharper type, but I think we've seen on Magic Millions, the Magic Millions prelude day the week before, drinks cart was taking ground off this bloke, and he had an interrupted prep. He got quite sick after his first win, which forced us to not run him in the field and ready, and that was a bit of a stuffed around preparation after that. So hopefully, if the sale doesn't go through, we can keep him, and we can have a lot of fun with him.
Well, there you go, Maxie. There's a
Trent,
bit of news for us.
I'm not privy to any information here, but I think he was a couple of thousand. Now, that's not a bad little pin hook, is it? A couple of grand to potentially 600 or 700K. Maybe.
Yeah. So he went through the June sale and made 2,000 or something. So, it's not a bad result.
Jeez. Yeah. All right. Maxie, any final questions?
Yeah, tonight, Trent, you've got a couple in. I'm interested in the Pines, the Sunny Coast Pines. Is she going to turn up tonight in the last race?
Well, I certainly hope so, and that's the thought behind running her up there, to be fair, Michael. She's 4 from 4, track and distance, and track record holder. So, dig for oil where oil's been found before type of thing, and we go back there, she's spurred up. She might have just taken a couple of runs to get fit, and the track conditions at home probably weren't ideal. A little bit hard for her. She's a mare that's got a few little niggles, so soft barrier. We added winkers to her, third up, and I think she's nearly ready to show her best.
All right, the Pines. Maxie, while I've got you on the phone, what's your best before I jump into the punters panel, mate, for the punters?
All right, I'm thinking tomorrow at 3-7, he's imposing with Super at his first start for Steve O'Day. 3-7, he's imposing. And 5-7, Soxagon, to have the edge on the Maslow, the horse that worked with Wisdom of Water on Tuesday morning. I just think the weights favour Soxagon this time. So 3-7 tomorrow, into 5-7, and one each way, 8-5 Garibaldi in the Guineas at around about $18.
Yeah, that's way overs Garibaldi. We had Golan on yesterday, and he just said, yeah, that's a crazy price. The horse is improving. Trent, good luck tomorrow with Wisdom of Water. Good luck with the JJ Atkins, and I'll say good luck too with the drinks cart, mate. You never know what's around the corner.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
There he is. Trent Edmonds, Michael Maxworthy. And I tell you what, Maxie, just before you go, that's very interesting to hear what Trent had to say then. There's nothing between the drinks cart and Wisdom of Water. That's a big rap.
Yeah, absolutely. I was probably trying to push this price up a little bit. If it comes out and wins by six tomorrow, they're going to want a bit more for the drinks cart. See, it's all about ball mind game.
Oh, it's all about the sale. Thanks, Maxie. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right, so here we go, punters. We've got just under 20 minutes left on Racing HQ. It's now time for the punters panel. Give us a call on 1353 53 if you have any questions for our experts, Lizzie Jelfs, Paul Joyce and Glenn Munsey, or you can text us on the text line 0419 767 272. We're looking at the Scone at Rose Hill meeting tomorrow, and we'll hear the thoughts of the guys after this.
Red light is on.
Scone's big carnival comes to Rose Hill this Saturday.
And the gates are back now.
With the running of the Group 3 Dark Jewel Classic and the Tab Luskin Star Stakes. And Queensland's Winter Carnival heads to the Gold Coast.
100 metres left to go.
With the 3-year-olds chasing glory in the Gold Coast Guineas.
3-4 lengths in front.
All the carnival action on Sky Sports Radio.
Bob's qualified racing 2-year-old qualified top sire, Star Witness. 65% winners to runners, 15 stakes winners. Damn Leap Lively by Hinchinbrook. Second foal of three-quarter sister to Jade Marauder. Half sister to Bliss Street and four other winners. Trainer Joe Pride at Warwick Farm. 5%, 2,800 and 200 a month. 2.5% shares available. Exclusive performance guarantee, free replacement offer. For PDS, call Shelley Hancock's 03-5274-9171 or see website hancocks.com.au. AFSL 227365.
You own a vacant block? It's time to create an income from a rental property. Dixon Homes offers a complete online service from initial consult to build completion with no need for face-to-face meetings. More for less since 1959 and lowest price guarantee, debt-free. DixonHomes.com.au.
QBCC 1070484.
Hello, Bing Lee with a delivery. Right now, when you spend $600 or more on selected laundry appliances at Bing Lee, you'll get free full-service delivery.
Yes, we deliver, install and take away your old appliance. Free.
So if you hear knocking at your door, it's Bing Lee with free full-service delivery on selected laundry appliances.
Terms and conditions apply.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
If you're keen on backing a winner tomorrow, you've come to the right place.
It was really strong through the line.
The most appealing betting option for me.
Doesn't stand out to me.
Sectionals have been unbelievable.
Be exposed for me than everything.
Can't wait to see how it does play out.
It's now time for the punter's panel.
Nobody knows it better.
Let's go, fellas. Let's go, everybody. Thank you very much, Laurie Daly. The punters panel now on Sky Sports Radio, and we've got three of the best joining us, Lizzie Jelfs, Paul Joyce and Glenn Munsey. We're taking your calls on 1353 53, or you can give us a text, 0419 767 272. I'll start by introducing Lizzie Jelfs to the punters panel again. Lizzie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dave. Yeah, thanks for having me. It's nice to join you finally on a Friday. I've got the kids at school, so there's no interruptions and no excuses.
No, exactly right. You were part of the first punters panel, and then ISO hit, and you said, look, just while I'm doing the homeschooling, we might have to do some sidesteps. And another gentleman who's on the program today has been doing similar sidesteps, but I reckon he's put the wiggles on today, and he's got them full bore. Paul Joyce, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good day, Dave. Hello, Lizzie and everybody. You're right. I've still got a week or two to go before my kids are back on Friday. So it was a little bit of juggling here in the last 20 minutes, but I've got them pretty well settled, I think, and we should be sweet to get through this.
Outstanding. And Glenn Munsey, how's everything at your residence, mate? Are you just keeping everything under control?
Yes, good morning, Dave. I actually have my daughter come here a couple of days a week to teach out of my house. So I've got rid of most of mine, and they come back to treat it like a classroom.
Outstanding. This meeting tomorrow is a beauty, and we've seen that with all of these meetings that have been moved. These standalone meetings moved back to the city. The quality and class is there. Paul, I'll start with you first. Have you found it difficult to do this meeting tomorrow because of the great fields and the depth?
Oh, not really at all, I think. I think Scone generally is a meeting all punters look forward to, the Friday and the Saturday. Today's always an interesting day where you find a few that have been set for the maidens and the class ones, and then you get to day two where you get all the quality fields and the good racing. And I think the move to Rose Hill isn't a huge difference to Scone. Obviously, Scone's a more open track, and you get a few more locals there. But, no, I don't think there'll be much difference. I think Rose Hill's, you know, it's about a similar track to Scone as you could switch it to.
All right. What about the Cup? Lizzie, you've no doubt looked at the fields, the Cup today, but Denise's Joy tomorrow. There's a text story that flies in here, and it's about Fatous. And we want the punters to get involved with today's conversation. So if you've got any questions for Lizzie on her picks of the yard as she's watching all these horses roll through over the last couple of weeks. But what did Fatous look like to you first up? Was there going to be more improvement there, Lizzie?
Yes, always is with John Thompson. Mainly the biggest factor with Fatous is that she was always very light and lean last preparation. She did an amazing job with five runs in and the three wins. And when she was tried it at the tougher level, I think she'd just come to the end of it as far as her condition and her fitness and just having the capabilities to perform at her best. So I expected to see her pretty forward in condition, hence why she's so light. She's quite an athletic type. But what I did notice was the maturity that she'd made from last preparation. So that's a massive factor. That's certainly going to, I feel, take her to the next level. And that's exactly what she has to do when she fronts up in Saturday's race.
Glenn, has the money been there at the 240, or are they sort of staying away because she is short?
Oh, no, Dave, they're quite happy to be on it. Went up 280 on Wednesday, was into 250 by yesterday morning, was still setting their 250 most of yesterday, actually trimmed into 240 last night, and they've been happy to take the 240. I think it's well unders myself. You know, I've always got a set against horses that, you know, they're coming, you know, Kenzo form, it started 270 to beat a horse like La Cosmo, who's in this race here and is a 33-1 chance if it gets a run. And you've got to butter up and take $2.40 against horses with much, much better form than it.
What do you say to that, Joycey?
I know how Munch thinks, and he gets it right a lot with that sort of line of thinking, and it stood the test of time. But I think every now and again, and I'm sure Munch will concede this filly could still certainly win the race, but in his mind, she's just probably under the odds. But in my line of thinking, when you get these lightly raced horses charging through the benchmark system and they hit a handicap, you're actually getting them still at the right stage, because she's only got 54.5 kilos here with a benchmark of 78. If she comes out and wins this race, she'll jump up to somewhere in the mid-80s, if not a touch higher. And then all of a sudden, she would have been carrying the top weights, which Way Up in the Sky is carrying on Saturday. And I still think she's getting in light. She's got the perfect date. She's had the one run back, whereas all of her main danger is the first up. So even though I can see she's probably rock bottom odds at the moment, I just can't really see anything or back anything confidently to beat her.
What did you make of the Kensington track, Paul? Those winners the other day. Did you find it's a race or a meeting that you want to follow going forward?
Look, in general, I think you've got to be a little bit careful following the form. Probably out of Randwick as well last Saturday, just the way the tracks did play on those two meetings. But Fatous probably bucked the trend a little bit, didn't she? She sat three wide. She did all the work, and she still put 2 3/4 lengths on them late and seemed to do it easily. So she was just classes above there in a benchmark 72, and that's sort of what I'm getting at. She's not a benchmark 72, benchmark 78 horse. She's better than that, and so at the moment, you're still worth backing these horses as they rocket up through the benchmark system.
Got a text in here to you, Munns. If Munns thinks Fatous is unders, what does he like in the race? That's from Steve.
I like Aquitaine. I haven't seen a horse trial as good as this for a very, very long while, and it backed it up. It backed up the trial at Warwick Farm with the trial at Hawkesbury. She graduated from a midweek company filly last time in to be placed at group company. She went midweek win, Saturday win, was beaten narrowly by Splintex and gave Splintex weight. And then went to Melbourne and was placed in a group race, and you're getting $7.50 about it compared to Fatous, who beat La Cosmo, who doesn't win.
Mm. Lizzie, do you remember the last time you saw that Godolphin runner?
Yes, I do. That was quite a long time ago. It was December was the last time that I saw Aquitaine. But definitely a nice... The filly was going through her grades earlier on. She won early on the Kensington track and then carried on through her preparation and then ended up going down to Melbourne. So, yeah, she's a nice filly. I mean, look, the thing that I get at with... I understand the price, but for me as a yard perspective, when I'm looking at horses, for two... From the horses I've seen so far out of the whole field, Fertus is the one that I'm expecting to improve the most. And generally, when they come back from a previous preparation and they put on weight and put on condition, that tells me that they've gone to the next level. So when they back it up with a strong win like they did, and we ignore that sort of track bias that there was on the Kensington track, she's a valid favourite. I understand Munn's, from a price perspective, saying she's unders, but... I would look for a horse, instead of a first-up horse, I'd look at a horse like Satin Socks, who has come through the midweeks, and that form has been franked by Petronius, winning again on Wednesday, and Paul will be able to reel through all the other winners that have come out of that race. But I just would look at horses that are a bit fitter. I'm really struggling to see, from the horses that I've seen, anything beating for two as far as looks are concerned.
We'll move on to the English three-year-old guineas, guys, because I've got a question here. This one comes in from Jack O'Barr. He said, is Masked Crusader as good as he looked on the TV? And maybe I can go to you with this, Joycey, because the 185, it's pretty short, big spruik and big rap, but just comes out of that benchmark 78. What were the times like for the punters out there? Were the times stacking up with that he's better than a benchmark 78?
The times weren't, actually. It was quite interesting to do the times. There was nothing remarkable about his times on Saturday. But, look, to counteract that, you've got to watch the races as well as just look at times, because if you watch that race, Tommy Berry sat up on Masked Crusader with 75 metres to go and just had a look around, and the horse basically cantered over the line. So if it had been a competitive finish and there had been a horse coming up challenging Masked Crusader, Tommy would have ridden that horse right out, and then he would have run the times that everyone sort of said, oh, hang on, have a go at that time. It was the fastest last 600 of the day, fastest time of the day. But because he sat up on him and just took it easy, all of a sudden the times aren't there, and you can hear a few people saying, oh, the times weren't there, maybe he's not as good as he looked. But I generally back my eyes over the times, and my eyes tell me he is the real deal. Whether or not he's a $1.85 pop, well, you're bumping into a horse like Dawn Passage, who's already got the winning form on the board in group races, and then you've got a horse coming through benchmark races who has to meet him at the same weight. So I'm actually interested in Mundy's thoughts here, because knowing the way Mundy thinks, I'm thinking he thinks Masked Crusader's under the odds. What do you think, Mun?
Oh, well under the odds. Another case in point here, Paul. Here's Dawn Passage. He's only ever raced in a non-black type race once in his life. He's listed a winner, a Group 3 winner, listed placing, meeting Masked Crusader, who was beating up benchmark 78 horses with one over the limit at level weights. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he'll be black figures tomorrow, Masked Crusader.
What price do you think he'll get to?
I think he'll get to at least evens.
Okay, so if you're a punter,
well, they went up 441.70, which was far, far, far two apart. They're now $3.185. I think you'll find. Let me check. Yeah, $3.185. That's in 122% market. You've got to get sort of another 8, 9, 10% out of that market, and you move 185 out to $2, and that's you only need a 5% more out of the market for it to become evens, and you've got to find 11 or 12% to come out of the market. So it's only realistic that it becomes an evens chance.
What about the filly? Do you think the filly will firm up at all, Rock O'Clock?
Well, once again, get back to Paul and Lizzie here. You know, her best career form is on the Kenzo track. I know she's had, two or three starts on the Kenzo, and she's won two of them. It was a phenomenal win the other day, and she's going to be giving them all a start here if she's ridden the same way as she was the other day. I can see Bandersnatch leading, Masked Crusader probably sitting outside it. Where he goes on True Detective up to 1,400, I think he's got to hold the fence, and Dawn Passage, say, one out, one back.
Yeah, Lizzie, what type of look... Firstly, do you get from Masked Crusader when you saw him in the yard there after that Bendigo run? And what about that filly Rock O'Clock? Because she was ultra-impressive as well.
Well, Masked Crusader, how can I put it? He was an amazing-looking animal. He really is. But that was up against, as the boys were saying, you know, benchmark 78, so more common-looking horses. He really stood out on Saturday. I feel it's a different ball game as far as looks are concerned, because Dawn Passage is a really magnificent-looking horse. Bandersnatch, even, he holds his own. And Rock O'Clock is a horse that I said last start when she fronted up that she'd improved dramatically, not just in her coat, but she had really built up since we'd last seen her. So she started to put on some more muscle. Sometimes horses can do that when they, at the start of their preparation, they can come in looking quite fit and leaning. You think, oh, there's not too much improvement there, but they improve in another way. They start building up more muscle and start becoming a lot more stronger. So that's something that Rock O'Clock will do. Rock O'Clock's, this is going to be a very tactics race. Rock O'Clock's going to be back. I don't think she can run over Mask of Time and Dawn Passage. Mask Crusader, sorry, and Dawn Passage. I'm really interested to see how they front up, because obviously Dawn Passage has had a few runs now. I've only seen Mask Crusader once, and then Rock O'Clock may improve even more, and Bandersnatch was on the way for improving as well. So there's a few horses there that that I'm going to have to look at on Saturday to see where they're at in their preparation, but that's a really good race as far as quality horse flesh, looking at them. They're all really nice types, and it's going to be a difficult choice, but Mask Crusader was very impressive. I agree with Paul. I'm not so much about times. I really like to let my eye do the talking. And when they look that good and they perform that way, and I feel he could have run the time on Saturday if you asked him to.
All right, question here before, and we're approaching 10, but we'll get this one in. This one's from Trent. Hi, guys. I'm wanting to have a bet in the Woodland Stakes. I like the two Ma Eustace runners. That is Makuria, the toffee, and also Cross the Rubicon down the bottom. Might start with you, Joycey. How did you assess the Woodlands and those two Ma Eustace runners?
Yeah, interesting. Cross the Rubicon. Glenn Boss opting to ride that over Makuria. So there's a lead in itself. He trials her, and she was beaten at Musselbrook on debut, but, you know, there were probably excuses there. It was a reasonably strong form race, and Makuria, well, she's looked great winning two from two, but she had all the favours winning on the Kenzo the other day. But it's one of those races, Dave. You could dead set Bellevue Stars a chance. Newsreader was great on debut. Mabush has done nothing wrong. She's won two from two. Zephyr Brooks looked really good. So I think it's one of those races. It's an open two-year-old affair. You're just going to have to pick the one you like the most. And, you know, a lot of people are going to get it wrong, but the odd punter will get it right, and there'll be a bit of money to be made out of that race.
Just on that, Glenn, with what Boss, Joycey just had to say then, how Boss has gone the way of the 50-1 shot and is not riding the favourite, should we as punters really be taking note of that?
Sometimes it can be a little bit difficult because you look at the two horses here and, you know, you don't know the actual ins and outs of, you know, people might say, oh, Bossy had the choice to ride them. Now, you know, is he showing favouritism to sort of one of the owners in Cross the Rubicon over? He hasn't ridden Makuria at all. It's not as if he's got off Makuria to ride Cross the Rubicon. And we're not privy to all of the discussions that go forward as to, you know, why jockeys ride certain horses. But, you know, you can be sort of swayed the wrong way sometimes,
yep.
more than the right way, because you don't know the absolute 100% reason. Punters want to. It's the most popular runner in the race at the moment. Cross the Rubicon, it's a 50-1 chance.
Really,
it's $101 into $51. No horse in the race holds more money than Cross the Rubicon, because they're looking at the fact, for example, up against Mabusha. It started equal price as Mabusha at Musselbrook, was only beaten 1 3/4 lengths there. Here is Mabusha, comes out its next start and won. The horse that ran second in the race, Mrs. Maisel, comes out its next start and wins. It's only $15 in the same race, and there's Cross the Rubicon at 101.
Well, Lizzie, we need you to keep an eye on this horse tomorrow in the yard, Cross the Rubicon.
That's it. I can answer that question. You only listen if they're good judges, the jockeys. So you figure out which jockeys are good judges, and then you can listen.
Do you reckon Bossy's a good judge?
I reckon he's a pretty good judge, yeah. I've known him pretty well from my time with Hayes's, and he's always been pretty spot on with his analysis of track gallops and horses. And, yeah, he's pretty spot on. But a lot of jockeys, they let their hearts do the talking instead of their heads. So, yeah, we'll have a look on Saturday, and we'll definitely point you in the right direction as to which one looks the best anyway.
Sounds good. Just on the favourite there, Makura, what look did she give you last time, Lizzie, that day at Randwick when she beat Wild Ruler? Because I had David Eustace on the program before that last start, and he pretty much said, look, from talking to Annabelle, this horse is flying and we expect her to win. And it came out and won it at pretty good odds.
Yeah, they certainly expected her to win because there was a pretty big plunge on the day. Nice, very small filly, not very big, but plenty of substance. And I just, my only question, I know she did a good job on that Kensington track, but I'm treading very carefully with that Kensington track form. So she was a strong winner, and she hasn't done anything wrong at all. I look forward to seeing how she goes on Saturday and seeing how much. I would say she would just be maintaining her condition just as a guess. She wasn't very big, and I wouldn't expect them to have done a lot of work with her. So I'll be looking forward to seeing. Marbouche is one I'm looking forward to seeing again as well. And as Paul said, there's Bellevue Star. So a few I haven't seen this time around, but it's definitely an interesting race. And for me, from a yard perspective, I've got a big watch on Newsreader because only one trial going into that first start run, and I think that there's plenty of improvement in her.
All right, guys, before I let you go, I need a best bet. I just need one win bet tomorrow. That's all I need from all of you. I'll start with you, Munns, because you've been going very... you've been close, mate, with these roughies. They're looming. I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but they're looming, and you think, hang on, this is going to lob, and then they're just dying in the backside, that last furlong.
But everything's price relative, Dave. Like, you know, people say, but if you're going there expecting $4 a horse and it's $2.50, you shouldn't be on it. Because you've got to back more winners at the $2.50 than you have to do at the $4.
That's very true. That's very,
and
very,
a lot
very
of people
true.
Say you won't go broke backing winners, but you'll go broke not backing enough at shorter prices.
Yeah.
You don't have to back as many winners. You don't have to have as many bets.
Exactly.
I've got to get the pronunciation right because Nassim Dilmi will send me a message. Aquitaine. Dave,
okay.
I'll be plumping with it. Race 7, number 4, Aquitaine, with Kieran McAvoy to steer.
Perfect. Okay. Lizzie, what is your win bet tomorrow? Your best?
I'm never good before the races, but I'll give you one that I think can run really well again, and that's Sweet Scandal, race 8, number 4. I think she's just one of those horses that's going really well. Hopefully she's turned out well tomorrow, and I'll probably be having her in my numbers if she looks that way, but she's certainly been great all the way through this preparation, and I expect her to run well again tomorrow.
Yeah, Sweet Scandal. So that is race 8, number 4. And Joycey, your win bet tomorrow?
Well, let's get Tutters off to a flyer, Dave. We'll have a bet in the highway. Race 1, number 10, a legwork, a 3-year-old for Danny Williams. I spotted him at the trials at Goulburn back in late April. He came out at Wagga during the carnival and absolutely trotted in. I think he's a horse that's better than highway grade. So we'll kick off with him. Race 1, number 10, legwork.
Beautiful, guys. Have a wonderful day tomorrow. We'll hear your thoughts not only on Sky Sports Radio tomorrow with the previews, etc., but also throughout the day on Sky Thoroughbred Central, all in HD. And you've all downloaded the Sky Racing Active app?
That's
surely?
Of course.
Surely. Buns, you would have downloaded it.
Mate, I downloaded it the first day, but Dave, I'm usually sitting in a studio. I don't really need it, to be honest with you.
You can still play around with it, that's all, because there's going to be
Dave,
stacks
my
of...
technological ability, you can put on your thumbnail with a paint roller. So, about this, what is it, Chromecast to your TV? Mate, my Foxtel's not working inside at the moment. So if everyone in trouble getting on a Foxtel to get them to fix something, yes, we'll be there in 2087.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Lizzie. Thanks for being part of Punters Panel. See you, mate.
Thanks, guys. See you, Lizzie.
Bye.
All right. All right, that has been Punters Panel on this Friday, the 15th. We've got this massive SCO meeting today. We've got full previews now with Sean Cosgrove coming up. Of course, we've got that Albury meeting and Scone with Gary Harley, and then we'll be into the whip around a little bit later on. Have a wonderful weekend on the punt, everyone. We'll see you on Monday for Punters Postmortem.
Listen to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
We're proud of where this Australian team is now to get back to number one in the world.
We have legends.
The coach, John Lang.
Good morning, boys.
A lot of debate about Ivan Cleary with Nathan at the Panthers.
I've had the discussion with Ivan, and it's probably not ideal, but Oregon's better than coaching against him.
Expert comments.
Dylan Walker nearly killed himself with painkillers. Says, I don't want a flu shot.
His stance sickens me.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
I love listening to you. Brady's been a welcome addition. I really look forward to your show every Sunday.
Sunday mornings from 7 till
10 on Sky Sports Radio.
An action-packed weekend of racing calls for an offer to match. And do we have one for you? On races 1 to 6 at Rose Hill, Flemington and Morphettville this Saturday, if your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50. That's 18 races. Check out the Tab app for more great deals this Saturday. Tab, long may we play.
Excludes SA and WA residents. First online fixed odds, win bet only. T&Cs at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1800 858 858.
Queensland is racing. The crowds might be missing, but the action isn't. Join in the fun and race at your place this weekend with the help of Sky Racing and Tab. You can still consume all the Queensland racing action and race at your place. We're racing at the Sunshine Coast and Gold Coast this weekend. For the latest Queensland racing news, meetings and form, visit racingqueensland.com.au. Get racing.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1800 858 858.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Mission dealers are open and available with contactless solutions. Benefit from instant tax write-offs and super sharp deals across Qashqai, Xtrail and Navara at your Nissan dealer now. T's and C's apply. The M5, busy but moving traffic approaching Hammondville, but no delays down towards the M5 East Tunnel. All moving, Francis Forest, Warringa Road, Wakehurst Parkway, all directions, Pennant Hills Road, steady traffic flow there at the Commonara Parkway, and quite heavy Granville, Parramatta Road approaching Suwarwater Road, Citybound. Medical negligence can ruin a life. Don't suffer in silence. Call Gerard Maloof and Partners. They'll know what to do. Gerard Maloof and Partners, visit gmp.net.au, the right choice. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
At 8 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove, good morning. Big day today at Scone with a fine good four. Gary Harley, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. The clouds are gone that we're here this morning, and it's blue sky, a few little clouds around, but perfect racing surface. What a wonderful meeting. I mean, this Beauty. Is not the normal. Like, on the Friday, Saturday each year, they're classified as metropolitan meetings as far as apprentices' allowances, jockeys' premierships, trainers, all that. But because Sydney jocks aren't allowed here today and everything's turned around with the virus, this is classed as a country meeting, and only those jockeys who are zoned in this area can ride. But a wonderful Scone Cup. It is a ripper. The English Challenge is tremendous interest for two-year-olds and all around a top program.
Right, the first one at five, Princess Sunlight. Now the favourite, three lost and running, $1.90. Six Married to the Mob, $4.20. And then after that, it's $10 or better. Just those two in the market.
Yeah, I think it's the best bet of the day, lost and running. He was $2 overnight. John O'Shea's got him. He's a New Zealand bred. He's owned, part owned by the fellow that owned Lucia Valentina. He's got a lot of horses with Chris Lees. Lou Patagna, Frank and Christine Cooker in the ownership, and John O'Shea's wife as well. First start for this New Zealand bred gelding, but oh gee, it was a good trial at Randwick the other day. He beat a horse called Indigenous, who's got very, very good form. This bloke was last out of the barrier, went through to just lead, and he was never... Bowman's trialled him the last two, and Huey never give him any rein at all. He just held him together. It was a very, very nice trial. John's sending three up here today. They've all got very, very good chances, and I think this one will kick it off for him. Lost, and Jeff Penn's are riding. Little bit of a tricky draw, but it's a big, big track, as you know. I think he'll be okay. Second pick in the race, number six, Married to the Mob. Had a couple of runs in Queensland for Chris Lees. Is back home now and has trialled okay. The last trial was all right. Third pick, number four, Our Fox. Kerry Cross got it. He's coming up from Hawkesbury. It got beat about a length and three quarters the other day at Maruya. Prior to that, it ran second at Musselbrook. Behind Peggy's Time, and it's got a place chance at the race. What was the other one? I threw it out of hope. Oh, Chevelle Cat for Tim McIntosh. It trolled, no, it wasn't it. It was number two, Del Toro, the first starter at Chris Lewis. It trolled okay. So three, six, four, and two in the first.
15, Tolerate out of the second. Favourite, number 11, Mother's Day, $3.60. 16, Important Product, $5. 14, She's Unusual, $7.50. 2, Dancer in the Dark at 8. 5, Hustled, $8.50. And then 10 or better.
I like Dancer in the Dark here at $8 each way. It's only had the two runs. Run second at Scone on the 6th of April and should have won. Got beat a length by Black Sunrise. Got way back, was near last on the home turn and made up a ton of ground down the long straight. The horse that run through Warra Flash has won since. And after that run, Dancer in the Dark went to Tamworth, drew the car park, was five wide the whole trip, no cover. Forget about that run up there. Back to the track where he's raced well before. I think he can win here at $8, number 2, Dancer in the Dark. Kurt Goldman bringing a couple up today. And one of them is number 16, which I reckon's got a chance here. It trialled at Goulburn recently. The jockey, Winona Cost, had never moved on it. Got beat about a length. Prior to that, a nice trial at Kembla back in April. Important product's the name, and I think it'll run well. Number 14, She's Unusual. Nice. Run last start when it runs second. Johnny Ramsey trains it up here on the track. And that run was at Scone behind Warra Flash. Hit the front late and was grabbed right on the line. I thought it went well. And Mother's Day, well, it's had four starts for three placings. But probably on one of those starts it was unlucky. The others have had its chance. It'll be hard to beat, no doubt, because it's never far away. And it's on the home track. And it's drawn beautifully. 2, 16... 14 and 11.
8, Averne, 9, Inkjet, and 11, Ski Missile, scratched out of the third. The favourite, 1, Live and Loaded, 290, 2, Secretly Awesome, 3, Even. Now, 3, Chariots of Fire, 465, 5, Lando Bay, 8. After that, you can get 13 or longer.
I like Secretly Awesome. Jill Ryan's got it. The Crestfield people own it, Bruce Neal. So, it's got the big stud up there at Scone. This fella is by Schnitzel. He's had two runs. He runs second to a smart horse at Kim Wars at Newcastle, beaten half a length, Bethancourt. And then he went to Wyong and he toyed with him there. He was running third in the run, and he just ran away to win by nearly three lengths. Now, he's given him a tick over trial, Gerald, and he led all the way and won a trial nicely under no pressure at Roseville recently. Was never, ever off the bit. He'll love the big track too. 2, Secretly Awesome. Now, John O'Shea's got a horse in it with a big oat, Live and Loaded. I think it beat a length. Did it? No, first up, it won by a length at Kembla. It was worse than midfield. Geez, it chased hard. Laid out in the straight, but it's too good. That was 1,400. A mile at Scone will be ideal. It'll lead up the mile. Tommy Sherry claiming 1.5 and got a lovely barrier. It is a big danger, and it's been well backed. Chariots of Fire bolted in the other day at Goulburn. Gee, it won easy, nearly four lengths. John Thompson's got it. You've got to give it a chance. Good races, Class 1. And Lance Strass, a former Godolphin, had a couple of runs for Greg McFarlane and is going well. 2, 1, 3 and 4.
17, 18, 19, 20, emergencies come out of the next. The favourite, number 10, The Bopper, $1.65. 6 p.m. on 7.50. 16, Slice of Heaven, 9.50. 4, The Go Gadget, 10. 12, Bedazzle at 12. 14, Miss Kajiki, 23. And then 26 or longer.
Well, people are wondering why there's so much between them in the betting. The two favourites, The Bopper and Piermont. Look, The Bopper, I think I might have told you the story before, but the story is he's named after a bloke, Johnny Mooney. They call him the Bopper. He was the head detective, chief detective in Newcastle for years. Great mate of Max Lee's and Chris. So Kieran Moore picked him out, and Chris Lee's and the team bought him at the Scone Sales. He's owned by Chris and his wife, Christy, Chris's mother, Vicky, and the Bopper's wife, Gail Mooney. The Bopper passed away 2 years ago, the detective. Brad Marshall's in the ownership with his wife, and Brad was a detective who worked with the Bopper in Newcastle. He created an enormous impression there the other day, but people are getting a bit carried away with the fact that he broke the track record, because it's only just over 12 months that they've been racing out of that chute at Tamworth. I know we've had some good open handicaps, and to break the record was enormous. for a young horse like this. But don't think, Shauna, that the, or don't want people to think that, you know, they've been running for 50 years over that 1,000 metres at Tamworth, because they haven't. And the win was outstanding. We all backed him. Chris told me the day before that he was very smart. And every man, his dog was on him, and he was outstanding. He gets back, and I see Sam Clinton said today in the Telegraph, or no, it might have been in the Newcastle Herald it was, that we're going to have to go back from that wide barrier. But he does, he's a natural go-back horse. Long straight will suit him. I've got to put him on top, but I can't believe Piermont is $7.50. It got beat 1.8 to Mar Boucher at Warwick Farm the other day in a strong race. It got beat 2 lengths to Ocean Emperor at Kenzo, 2 starts back. And Duff was tipping Ocean Emperor the other day. Something happened to it in that race in town. But, gee, this horse is running fair races. And he's $7.50. And the other horse's win was at Tamworth in the Romantic Dream. I'm going with the bottom because he's got a load of talent. But I reckon Piermont should be a lot closer in the betting, number 6. 4 for third, Go Gadget. Big run first up. And number 3, Commando Hunt. 10-6-4-3.
6 M Factor, 10 Towerette, number 70 Waratah Flash, or Warra Flash, and 20 Egyptian Amulet come out of the next. And the favourite, 2 Van Giz, 260, 5 Sedona, 750, 11 Divine Approach, 11, 3 Intimidating at 12, 9 Tango Steps, 13, along with 13 Liberty Head, and 19 Special Privilege, and then 15 or better.
Very unlucky, Van Giz, last start at Gosford. I'll put it on top. Barrier 1, Mitchell Bell, got me a neck by Bollywood. He was running midfield, 3 wide, no cover. Narrow leader at the top of the straight. And I thought the run was a beauty. 3 runs back at Hawkesbury. He was just beaten by Regal Stage, who was just beaten the nose on Wednesday at Warwick Farm. Got terrific form. Bjorn Baker's got him. I think he'll win. Number 5, Sedona. Peter and Paul Snowden. Well, of course, Peter comes from Scone or Aberdeen in that region up there, and that's where he kicked off. He always targets this meeting, and this horse has had 2 runs back. The Kembla run the other day was okay, never ever got on the track. Number 19, another one of Kurt Goldman's, Special Privilege, as I go way down the bottom here. Special Privilege at Canberra the other day was beaten 4 lengths by that horse of Nick Olive's, who went like an absolute bomb to win the highway the other day at in town to Jewelry. To be beaten 4 lengths by it, not a disgrace by any means, and won its only other start on the Sapphire Coast. Gets back a bit, but Scone will suit it. Got a big oak, number 19. And number 11, best of the others, Divine Approach, unlucky last start. 2-5-19-11.
We put out 4 over and above, 13 Weather Channel, 14 Midweek Hustler from the 6th. Now, 2 hit the target, 225, 6 Sneak Preview, $4, 10 Lunar Mia, 7, number 7 Acoustics at $9, 5 Drakenfels, 13, then 16 or better.
Geez, Gavin's put plenty on this. Gavin Carmody, of course, is a part owner, hit the target, 320 into 220, and there's no scratchings under $18. It's been a massive go. Tell you what, if he turns up in the form he was in when he won the Soldier's Saddle at Bathurst the other day, he'll win. He's got a good barrier. He goes forward. Bucko's had plenty of experience on him. He ran sensational time at Bathurst, led all the way to win that $80,000 race by 5.5 lengths. He runs second in the championship qualifier to Ligulate, beating a length and a quarter at Tamworth. He's won 2 out of 2 at Scone. He leads, trained on the track. Do I say any more? I've got to put him on top, even though there's chances. Lunar Mia, well, Lunar Mia's Lunar Mia. If she can find trouble or be unlucky, that's what she'll do. She got way back the other day in town, missed a kick, had no luck in the cozzy. Timmy Clark said he thought she should have run a place if she had got out. Got loads of ability. Can she run 1,400? That could be a query, but she'll be hard to beat if she has any luck. Number 6, Sneak Preview. Not beaten far to highway the other day. Super run out west, I think, at Narromine last start. And number 7, Acoustic. It'll be on the speed and going well. 2, 10, 6 and 7.
2 Big Duke, 5 Academus, 14 Oakfield Missile, adding Costello come out of the Cup, the Darley Scone Cup. 11 Face Toss, 370, 6 Military Zone, 440 with 10 Live and Free, 3 Chief Ironside, 950, and 7 Sambro, 12 Bobbing at 14, 4 Dr. Drill, 16, then 26 or longer.
And 5 of these horses ran in the same race at Randwick on the 18th of April. Military Zone, Chief Ironside, Face Toss, Dr. Drill, and Sambro. I'm tipping Military Zone. The Snowdens have targeted this race. They love the big races on their old track here where they come from. The run was a ripper at Randwick that day. He had got beat 1 length. Dropped way back to near last in a field of 14. Got up behind the leader near the home turn. And when the split come, it went to the line pretty good. To get beat a length by Rainey and Face Toss. It's had a tick over trial lately at Randwick, went back and stormed to the line under a hold. This is a horse that in the Silver Eagle got beat 2.3 to the Inevitable and Forsyka, got beat 4 to Colding in the Golden Eagle, and got beat 3/4 to Mr. Seawolf in the Gong, the $1 million race. He'll love the long straight. He'll be back and run on. Number 10, Face Toss, got a great oat. Won well in town last start. Number 10, I had him for second. Live and 3 for John O'Shea. First up run when second in town was a ripper. Face Toss, the last start winner in town. Got a big hope for Darley or Godolphin. And Chief Ironside, a win would not surprise. 6, 10, 11 and 3.
All right, now the final event, race 8. And here the scratchings are numbers 3, Safe Landing, 8 Cubics, 14 Mr. Z, 16 Too Hard to Call, 17 Ginger's Voice. Favourite 4 Bollywood, 380, 5 Fabra, $4, 2 Zaleb is 480, 750 for 11 Deepwood Vale, and then double figures.
I like Fabra. He's been unlucky in a couple of runs. He's part owned by Gerald and he trains him. Big track is what he wants. He was stiff at Wyong 2 runs back, and then he beat ahead at Newcastle. I think he'd be very hard to beat. He's got barrier 1. Keegan Latham can put him in the box seat. He won't lead. He'll sit back about 4th or 5th, I reckon, and the long straight will suit him. Number 4, Bollywood, a huge win the other day at Gosford. Stormed home to get up and win there late. Third run back today. Barrier's good. He's a Godolphin horse. Number 2, Darleb. Heavily back when it won well at Wyong. And may I say, don't be surprised if it don't improve today. Got good form last time in. Only could beat half length from the Reg Allen to Akari and Betcher Flying. 5, 4, 2, and 1, best bet, race 1. Is it
number 3?
Lucky, lost and running.
All right, race 1, number 3. We'll catch up with you for the whip round about a little 40 minutes' time. Get you quite
Yeah, we'll talk to you right on 11 because I'm on TV about 10 past, I think. So I'll be ready and waiting.
Good on you, Gaz. Gary Harvey, Derek Scone. All be today. Got a big meeting there. John Scorse joins us. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good. Thanks, Sean. On the back up for Maruya, but a really good 8-race card today. It's soft 5, I guess, this time of the year. They can hold a bit of moisture, these tracks, but it should race pretty well, and hopefully we can find a few winners, Sean.
All right. Now, the first, let's have a look and see here. The scratching is number 8, Atomic Blast, and the favourite is 1 Bell's Innocent, had around about 2.40. 2 got a want at $3. Number 3, Fuchsia at 6. 4 Mookarina is 4.20. We got $14 or better for the rest.
Yeah, good little contest this. Some in-form horses. 2, 1, 3, 4, Sean. Look, I got to stay with God I Wanted. I was with her in that Queen of the South, and I thought she was unlucky not to win. That was, of course, on the heavy. Some of her better runs have been on top of the ground. I just felt it's a nice little bit of cover, which I know she needs from gate 1. So I'll go with her. Gee, he's got this flying Steve Aldridge, Bell's Innocent. It's 1-3 of its last 4. And on good, soft and heavy, ticks nearly every box again. Puts itself just off the speed and gets the first crack at them. 3 Fusca, they tried it at 2,000 last time, off a bit of a freshen up, but she's a talented mare, and she's raced well at Albury a few times. And Mookarina, off that run in the heavy on the Queen of the South, probably gets back on top of the ground, and Paddy's first day back, I'd love to see her win. 2134 the first, Sean.
Righto, the second we've got a full field. One Suburbia, 270. Five Flight Commander, 480. Two Waiting for a Mate, $7. Then $7.50 for four Cap Over, seven Boogie Woogie, three Royal Treasury at $8.50. Then double figures.
Yeah, look, again, a good even race. I made it 2153. I like the way this went two back Waiting for a Mate. They tried him out at a mile. His next go was a benchmark 70, though, and it was just outrun by Assault and Battery and ran him into the ground a little bit there. But he'll be better for that effort, and the claim certainly helps him here on his home track. So I thought he might be able to take this race by the scruff of the neck, and he might be pretty hard to beat here. The top weight Suburbia has been going absolutely terrific. He was gallant, last time at Wagga, and that was on the heavy. The runs earlier over the border have been quite sound, and good record on this track. He's going to be right there for sure. Five, I threw into the tips here, Sean. Flight Commander, I'll give this another chance back on top of the course, on a soft track at least. Just didn't handle the heavy at all last time, but he's been racing well, and he's an on-speed horse, so if he gets the right run, he wouldn't be far off these. And three Royal Treasury back in. If he just pulled a little bit too hard at Wagga, and the backup might suit him. 2153, very interesting race.
Third event, full field, equal favourites, one High Advice, six Casino Time at 440, two Certain Shaft, 550, eight Desert Storm, $7. Got 11 for three Medusa Sun, seven Room Number, and then 12 or better.
Yeah, look, I made it 1872, Sean. I'm going to go with High Advice. Just a few less convictions than a few of these. They only had the four start. Both runs this preparation have been sound. It went under in a 1,400-metre maiden when it resumed, and then a good effort over the border at Wodonga. So on its home track, and the Scots team up here, the claim's certainly going to help it. And getting out to the pool, staying at the mile, I think it'll be hard enough to beat. Had to have the Desert Storm in the tips here somewhere. I thought he's run in that Class 3 at Wagga last week was quite good. If he backs up all right, look, the last couple of runs from him have been all right, so I'd concede him at some type of chance here. We've got the 7. Look, I'll throw this in Room Number. She's been below her best, but she's a better mare than what we've seen, and maybe getting back on top of the ground. In this greater race, she'd certainly have a chance at her best, and 2 Certain Sharp and absolutely brain them in a maiden last time on the heavy, but the gate one gets it a few favours. 1872 race 3, Sean.
The 4th, 10 Psychoa and 12 The Deepest Secret of Scratch. The favourite 5 Royal Fighter, 290. 1 Just Business, $3. 9 Ivy's Bell at 440. 2 MacGyver's Me Mate, 550. Then 21 or longer.
Yeah, look, made it 5-2-9-1, Sean. Had to go with Royal Fighter the way he went his first run for Trevor Sutherland. Nice horse, too, in the yard by C. Bring, and gets a favourable draw here. That's important from the 1,400, so the things just might go his way. MacGyver's been made into Smear first up at the 1,400. Its only start was back in January, and it chased home hard in a pretty strong maiden there. So I'd concede him a chance. As with Ivy's Bell, just ran into a bit of traffic there at Wagga recently, and gets young Tyler Schiller in the saddle. He's been racing quite well, and the top weight Just Business. Again, look, his run first up was a beauty behind Shelby 66, and then he just didn't handle the heavy last time, and the blinkers come off, and the visors go on. So look, I made it 5-2-9-1 in the 4.
On to race 5, scratch 7, have a chat now. 13, Step Around Cal, 17, Gluten, Gull and Glory. 2, Miss Elsie May, 390. 1, Would Be King, 460. Number 4, Butteroo Blitz at 6. 5, Supreme Kitty, 850. 3, Be Mighty Man, 950, along with 10 cash or credit. And then 13 or longer.
Yeah, Sean, I went up the top here. 1, 2, 4, 5. Little Henny takes the 3 off this fella, Would Be King. His first run for Tim Donnelly, but geez, form on in Victoria and in New South Wales is pretty handy. He's gone around in very strong maidens. And first up since August, but he's had one nice, easy trial. And that trial form has been pretty good. Another one won the Heat Signal Hill second. So, look, I think he's ready enough, and he might be just good enough as well. 2 Miss Elsie May, she's got a foot right on the tool. She's on the back up. Glorious Dream ran her over last week at Wagga, but look, she's drawn out a little bit, but a fit in form mare, and she'll probably roll forward also. It's one of me Butteroo Blitz. If the gates had been a little bit different, I might have gone with this on top. It was well fancied on debut, and it just drew wide, and it didn't happen for him. But he had the 4 weeks. I thought his run at Goulburn was very good in the leader-dominated race. Just that gate from the 11.75, if you can have any luck,
He won't be far off. And Supreme Kitty to cut a few corners off gate one. I threw in for fourth. 1, 2, 4, 5, Sean.
Six opening up. 12, Silks and Stars scratched out of the next race. 6, 2 Fat Gecko, 3.30. 4 Chaps Dream at 4.80. 5 Billabong Bilby, $5. 3 Zar Snip, 9. And then double figures.
Yeah, made it 2.5.3.1, Sean. I think he's nice and progressive, this Fat Gecko. He's still a little bit raw, but I think he's improving all the while. And the better horses you run him against, I think the better he will go. He's got Nick Haywood on him today and a nice inside draw. So got a few options from the 1,000 metres, whether he leads or takes a sit. But I just think he's progressive enough to knock them over. So I'll go his way. 5, Billabong Bilby. This is a flying machine, this Sean. Has run some really nice races last preparation. Resuming here, I'm not really worried about the gate. She's got a ton of speed, and she'll look to win it somewhere. 3, Zar Snip was good winning the maiden when he was first up. Then he struck the heavy. Wasn't disgraced there in a hot race. I think backing trip will probably suit him. And the top weight Magic Merv, better for one run this preparation. I threw into the top couple from gate one with the claims. So 2.5.3.1 in race 6, Sean.
Right on to the seventh event, and here we get no scratchings. Our favourite is 3 Critical Reaction, 4.80. 2 NZB at $5, 7 Strahova, 6.50, along with 9 Princess Cordelia, 12 Nobody's Pup at $7, 10 Nevada Dana at 8, and then 13 or better.
Yeah, good race this. 3.1.12.2 for me. I went with Critical Reaction. He knows where the line, or she knows where the line is, this girl. Got a favourable draw, and she's all around the mark every time she's been to the races. She won 3 or 4 last prep, and resuming here, I think she'll get the right run from gate 2. So I went with her. Gee, Vinnie Vega's been good his last couple. He ran third to town plate. He's flooded home, but his run at Wagga was very good beyond Upper House. He just got an old wrong type of spot there at one stage. But look, he's 4 from 4 this track and trip. He's won 5 races on his home track, and he's right in this up to his eyeballs. 12, Best of the Rest, Nobody's Puppet, has finally drawn a gate. He's been racing well, just working in the run all the time, and I thought might get a softer passage today. NZB is the query for Mitch Beer. Only run in Australia was at Warwick Farm, and on his home track, he gets the claim, but the gate might, he might want a little bit to go his way. 3, 1, 4, but there's other answers as well, Sean.
Righto, the final event, race 8, hand scratchings, 2 Islands, 11, Crew and Nui, 15, Motime. Now the favourite, 10, Tallahena, 3.80, 9, Hazel's Diary at $5, 3, Falling Waters, 5.50, 1, Invincible Rock, 8, 7, Zabafildi, 8.50, and then 12 or better.
Look, I'm going to make this the best bet of the day, Falling Waters, Sean. 3, 10, 9, 1 for me. Look, just like the way he was going, especially the 11.75 on his home track. I would have preferred had he drawn a little bit better, but if he can have any luck at all, he was very good when they tried him at the 1500 last time beyond Bezos. And look, he wins early. He won 2 in a row at the 11.75, 58, and then a class 2 at the showcase meeting. So if he brings his A game here off a little bit of a freshen up, he might just be too good. At the 5.50, I think you're shopping very well on the Uchi way, so I'll go his way. Tallahena, she's been a bit unlucky at Goulburn. She was very, very well fancy. She's a real talent and improving with racing, and did win a maiden in really good fashion over this track and trip at the Albury Carnival. So she's going to run well for sure. Hazel's Diary, second up from a spell. She's lightly raced, and again, it gets a few favours off the gate, and the top weight, Invincible Rock, it was probably Best of the Rest. Look, made it 3, a special 10, 9, and 1, Sean.
All right, now what's the best, John?
Look, we're going to have to wait all day. Some of these are open, big fields, and it could just come down to whoever gets the nicest run can win them. But I thought that the way he's going, Falling Waters, or she's going, I thought she might be the way to go at 5.50 in the last. So race 8, number 3, Best of the Day from me, Sean.
Good on you, John. Race 8, number 3. We'll have John back with the whip round a little later on as well. 25 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Too darn hot. Too darn good today.
He won 4 2-year-old races in just 9 weeks, culminating in the Group 1 Dewhurst Stakes.
Too darn hot, looking a very special 2-year-old, and wins easily.
A 2-time Group 1 winner at three.
Again, Frank Editoria, John Gosden, too darn hot.
Too darn hot. By Dubawi, out of a 3-time Group 1 winner. New to Coolgardie in 2020.
An action-packed weekend of racing calls for an offer to match. And do we have one for you? On races 1 to 6 at Rosehill, Flemington and Morfettville this Saturday, if your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50. That's 18 races. Check out the Tab app for more great deals this Saturday. Tab, long may we play.
Excludes SA and WA residents. First online fixed odds win bet only. T&Cs at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Are you building or renovating in lightweight cladding? Talk to Wideline about Halo AquaShield. Halo is an innovative, integrated flashing system that forms a continuous seal around your windows and doors for improved moisture management, air infiltration and aesthetics. And it's easier and more cost-effective to install. Thank heavens for Halo. The wickedly clever flashing system designed specifically for lightweight construction. Visit a showroom or take a closer look online, wideline.com.au.
The 2020 Darley Scone Cup Carnival, like all events, has been forced to take a different shape this year. Although the hype around the quality of horses targeted in the carnival remains as high as always, today we've got the Darley Scone Cup. Now, that's offering $560,000 in prize money at the meeting at the Ripper Scone Racecourse. The listed Darley Scone Cup's the feature. It'll be strongly supported by the $100,000 English Two-Year-Old Challenge. Tomorrow, we move to Rose Hill for the Scone English Guineas meeting. This amazing day's racing remains headlined by the $200,000 Scone English Guineas, plus the $160,000 Group 3 Dark Jewel for fillies and mares, and four other black type races, with three support races, including a Tab Highway. So embrace the Darley Scone Cup Carnival in your own special way this year, and continue to support our friends at Darley, Inglis, The Big Sports Breakfast, Racing HQ, and Tab, and gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio, combined with Harness Racing New South Wales, brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
In the bike this morning, Brittany Graham. How are you, Britt?
Really good, thank you, Cosy. Hope you are the same. And for today's harness racing meetings in New South Wales, we have two meetings, and they're both really important meetings as well, because they are the final, I guess, chances for our participants to qualify for the regional championships in both the Hunter region and also the Riverina regions, with Wagga this afternoon. They have the last five heats of their Tab regional championships, and then we move to tonight with another five heats from Newcastle, and no doubt they will be hotly contested once more, with the final chances to gain a berth in the $100,000 Group 1 finals, which are not too far away at all. And tonight at Newcastle, Guy Chappell has a strong book of drives, in particular in four of the five Tab Regional Championship heats. So I thought we'd catch up with him this morning to gain a little bit of insight on his thoughts around his steers tonight. And I believe he's online with us this morning right now. Thanks for your time, Guy.
How are you, Britt?
A good book of drives tonight, and you've got your last couple of chances to qualify a few runners for this Group $100,000 final. You came very close last week with the second with Kay Sarah, so you'll be chomping at the bit, no doubt, to qualify one or a couple if you can tonight.
Yeah, sure, Britt. It's a good contest. And, Kay Sarah went super last week. Very unlucky, so hopefully we can get one better tonight.
It is good for the Hunter region, isn't it? Even though, I guess, our million-dollar pace concept was shelved somewhat, and it would have been great to have a $1 million race again in New South Wales. But to go alongside the Newcastle Mile now, it's no doubt a great concept for the locals to try and get their hand in with another Group $100,000 feature.
Yeah, for sure. Circumstances around what's happened, it's probably a better thing for the Hunter Valley people, because realistically we probably wasn't good enough to shape up to the $1 million race, so $100,000 is pretty good for the locals.
Absolutely, for those horses with a rating of no higher than 70. So a few of our lower graded or up-and-coming horses getting a chance to snag some pretty serious prize money. Let's preview your drives with race number one. We spoke about Kay Sarah already briefly, but yeah, really unlucky last week from four back on the fence, this mare, and she rocketed home in what was a really solid last half as well, which I guess brings even more merit to her performance.
Yeah, she's a sort of mare that's got to have that sort of run, but last week, I don't know what the sectionals were, but she would have had to run 55 or better the half. So it was a good run, just run out of time, but Rocket with Lachlan's the same. It's going to be hard to beat. If we have any luck, and he doesn't have that much luck, he should nearly win.
Yeah, Rock and Lachlan first up last week was down the line a little bit, but no doubt will improve off that run. From that inside second row draw, what are your thoughts early? Do you have to, I guess, drive for that luck again and stick on the fence, or we have to come off and try and, I guess, weave your way through somewhere just off the fence?
No, I think I might stay the fence. The run begins okay. I think I'm just going to have to drive the same, and hopefully at the 400 I can shove someone out of the road and be there.
That's race number one. Race number two at 6:53. Baby It's Cold goes around here. Again, another that went around last week. And what did you make of her performance last time out?
Yeah, it wasn't a good drive, Brittany. I sort of went forward, looked for the lead, couldn't get it. Then got cover, and, yeah, I probably should have come out at the quarter, but I never. I think she's going a lot better than I thought, just like the sixth last start. I think she's got a big show.
Alrighty, that's race number two, Baby It's Cold. She was a little bit unlucky last week, but will certainly be right around the money once more tonight. Race number three, Beautiful Stranger, you partner up with first drive in a couple of months, but looks to be in maybe one of the more even heats of the night.
Yeah, it does look the even heat. And, it's run off the track last week. It was pretty good. Its sectionals would have been pretty flush. With a little bit of luck and seeing an ordinary heat, we might be around the money somewhere.
You drove her in the Inner City Pace Final, actually, back in December of last year, and she went quite well on that occasion, was only beaten about 10 metres. So even though she hasn't won in a little while, it looks as though she's more than competitive in these style of races. But from the three draw, you've got a real roughie drawn down in one and Big Time Hustler, and then one of the favourites, Jasper Styles, right inside you. So from a nice enough draw in three, you should get a good trip, you would think.
Yeah, I think the two might lead, and just hope we can get some cover 1-1, and or we might lob it back behind the leader would be nice. But if she's there about the top straight, she'll be hard to beat.
That's race number three. You have a bit of a break in race number four, and then one of your rougher drives of the night, race number five, KB Stars, goes around in the 10th and final heat of the Hunter Regional Championship. So one of your rougher drives of the night, and do you think the price is right for KB Stars?
Yeah. It probably is the roughest drive of the night, but it's not a strong race either, Brittany. So I go back a few runs ago, I was going okay. So, we get a quiet run somewhere, we might be able to finish in the money somewhere.
You've got two further drives later in the night, not in those TAB Regional Championship heats, Your Blue Eyes Crying and also in the last Milwaukee Volo. They're both rough enough as well, but can you give a strong push for either of them at each way odds?
The Blue Eyes Crying, flying really, its sectionals last week would have been pretty good, but it's drawn eight, going to need a lot of luck, and Milwaukee Volo, he looks well-placed. I think he's got a good chance of winning, actually.
All righty, so a couple of roughies to end out the night, but certainly not out of their races. So on paper, it looks as though you could have a good night if things go your way. Is there one that maybe stands out from the rest tonight?
I think Jay Sarai's my best drive, just a bit of luck, but for a bit of value, I think Blue Eyes Crying, thrown by Barry Madison, He said last night that he reckons it's as good as he can get it, so that's good enough for me. So I think it'll be hard to beat.
Yeah, definitely. He knows what he's talking about there. Race one, number nine, potentially your best, K-Sara, and then over later on the card, race six, number eight, Your Blue Eyes Crying as one of your other better drives of the night. Now, I have to ask you before we leave, we've been getting some more, I guess, content on the Newcastle Harness Racing Club Facebook of late, getting to know our drivers a little better, and I noticed your profile popped up last night, and down as your favourite sport outside of harness racing, ballroom dancing. Can you give us a little bit of insight into that one?
I don't know if you're getting there, but I don't mind a bit of ballroom dancing, Britt. I think the young Blake Mitchell is just a bit jealous because I got the talent in the family, you never.
and you don't mind some keeping up with the Kardashians as well?
Yeah, I don't mind having a bit of lunch and watching a bit of drama, Britt. All right.
Good stuff. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Guy, and best of luck tonight. Hopefully you can get one or a couple of those drives home, and for our Sky Sports Radio listeners, they'll be very, very happy with you. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Guy Chappell there for On the Pace this morning, and it may well pay to follow him across tonight because he has six drives on that eight race card. And yeah, it looks as though he has a few solid chances as well. So we will be watching with interest. The first gets underway at 6:23, and across the start of the night, that's where those TAB regional championship heats are, heats 6 to 10 for the Hunter region. And as I mentioned, Wagga also have their five heats this afternoon. However, the first at 1:23, and their five heats are across the back end of the card. So races 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. We saw some pretty impressive performances from the Hunter region and also the Riverina region last week, but probably no more impressive than where you've been bopping. So he doesn't go around today with already being qualified, but he looks the one to beat in the Riverina region. But probably the Hunter region is a little more open as well, so we will watch with interest there. So that's On the Pace for this Friday morning. But tomorrow night, just I guess a little bit of a quick look ahead to the action from Tabcorp Park, Menangle. They have a good card, and they're our lone meeting in New South Wales tomorrow. Just the eight races, a couple of features of the night, a Group 3 event for the open class paces, a Platinum Projects pace, and Cruise is a short price favourite there, albeit coming up with the outside draw over the 2300. He looks the one to beat. And also race number 7 is the Harness Racing New South Wales 3-year-old Trotters Foundation final, and although not at group status, it certainly probably deserves it with the quality of the field that it's drawn together. Many of the trotters that went around in last week New South Wales Trotters Derby, including the winner Elite Stride, and he's looking for another victory, and he's looking to make it 8 from 9 career starts to date, and he'll go around as a very, very short price favourite. So they are races 6 and 7 on tomorrow night's Tabcorp Park Menangle card, and Fred Hastings will bring his thoughts tomorrow morning in the whip around on what he thinks will be winning a couple of races there at Menangle tomorrow night. He'll have an easier night tomorrow with just the one card in New South Wales. So that's me for this Friday morning, Cozzy, but I will be back on Sunday to review that Tabcorp Park Menangle card tomorrow night, and also preview two race meetings in New South Wales on Sunday with Bathurst and also Tamworth.
Good on you, Brett. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Cozzy.
It's 12 to 11 Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tabs View Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Hello, Bing Lee with a delivery. Right now, when you spend $600 or more on selected laundry appliances at Bing Lee, you'll get free full service delivery.
Yes, we deliver, install, and take away your old appliance. Free.
So if you hear knocking at your door, it's Bing Lee with free full service delivery on selected laundry appliances.
Terms and conditions apply.
Rising 2-year-old Bob's Colt by Star Witness, second fold of Leap Lively. Great trainer, Joe Pride, Warwick Farm. 5%, 2,800 and 200 a month, 2.5% shares available. For PDS, call Shelley Hancock's 03-5274-9171. Oversell 227-365.
Your Ford dealer is still open and ready to help your business get back to business with high-vis value. With a hard-working Ranger XLS 4x4 3.2-litre auto for only $46,490 drive away. And don't forget to check if your business is eligible for the government's instant asset write-off this financial year. So hurry into your participating Ford dealer now for high-vis value. Recommended price for instant asset write-off, see treasury.gov.au and seek professional advice. See ford.com.au for details.
Listen to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
We're proud of where this Australian team is now to get back to number one in the world.
We have legends.
The coach, John Lang.
Good morning, boys.
A lot of debate about Ivan Cleary with Nathan at the Panthers.
I've had the discussion with Ivan, and it's probably not ideal, but I reckon it's better than coaching against him.
Expert comments.
Dylan Walker nearly killed himself with painkillers. Says, oh, I don't want a flu shot.
His stance sickens me.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
I love listening to you. Brady's been a welcome addition. I really look forward to your show every Sunday.
Sunday mornings from 7 till 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
10 to 11, Mick Cowley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Good morning, Mick. How are you?
I'm not too bad, Cozzy. Yourself?
Very well, I've got to say. These mornings, it's getting a little bit cool around the southern regions, mate, I can tell you. And one place where it is a bit Piccadilly's Goulburn, and Mick Hardman has moved his kennels there.
He has indeed. He's joining us on the line today, Mick. How's the weather down at Goulburn, mate?
Yeah, g'day, Mick. Thanks, Cozzy. Yeah, we had a frost here this morning. She's pretty nippy.
Mate, how long have you been down there now?
We've been down here about 8 weeks.
Okay, you decided to move down because you like the fresh winters, obviously.
Yeah, well, yeah, if it was for the location, we should have went to the Gold Coast for the weather.
Mate, thanks for joining us this morning. You've got a few in your kennel that are going okay at the moment, and one in particular we'll talk about first is a dog that's racing at Richmond on Sunday, this Sunday, having his first start for you, a dog called Zipping Bram.
Yeah, Zipping Bram, he came in the kennels about 10 days ago. Got him off Michelle Sultana. He won at Bathurst in 29.60-odd. Picked him up. He was in beautiful condition. Got him home and just worked him up the straight here. And then we trialled him at Goulburn and he went easily best of the day. And we thought we'd put him in and race him this week.
And he's drawn a fairly hot one, Aston Excalibur's flying at the moment for Jason Fletcher. But how's the wide draw sit this bloke? Any idea?
Yeah, I spoke with Marty. Marty said he's better drawn off the track. Look, it's going to be a race that's going to be running 13.6, so it's just a matter of him getting untouched, getting around the first turn, and we'll see what happens from there.
Fair enough. There's a very interesting one in the following race at Richmond on Sunday. A dog that's now back in your kennel, a dog that you had a lot of success with, particularly during Million Dollar Chase last year, a dog called Mangar Cash. I remember speaking to you at the time, and you'd sold him to Queensland, and the plan was that you raced him throughout the Million Dollar Chase series. As soon as he was done, he was off to Queensland.
Yeah, so after Million Dollar Chase, he went up to Queensland. He'd been up there for 6 months. The chap that bought him off us rang me just before we moved to Goulburn and said they weren't having much luck with him getting him to the track and asked would we take him back and have a go with him. And since we've had him back, he's been going as good as ever.
And he turns 4, I think, this month, so Masters Racing's not far away for him.
Yeah, well, that's the plan. So I couldn't hold him back any longer, so the plan was to hold him until the Masters come up, which he's eligible for next week. I tried him at Richmond last week, went 22.5, so I just thought we'd just put him in and get a bit of condition under him.
Mate, a fourth and fifth grade over 400 at Richmond on a Sunday should be right up his alley then.
Yeah, no, he's going good. I'm glad to have him back, and he's actually going enormous, so we'll see what happens.
Mate, before the COVID-19 outbreak, you had a dog, won the maiden at Bathurst. Big future. You took him down to Sandown. He won down there. A dog called Mangar Rust. What's the latest with him, mate?
Yeah, so after his win at Sandown, he hurt his hock after that run. So the plan was to leave him down there with Dave, but I brought him home, worked on his hock. I tried him at Richmond, and he went just outside the record. Dave tried him at the Meadows yesterday, gave him a post-to-post. He went 24.52, which is unheard of, Dave tells me. And he's going to run him next Thursday at Sandown.
Mate, Dave's obviously Golden Easter Egg winning trainer, David Gill, one of the leading trainers in Victoria. Mate, was there any deliberation about putting him in the Harrison-Dawson heats, which were run last night?
Yeah, if he didn't hurt his hock, we were definitely going for the Harrison-Dawson. That was the plan all along. Dave just wanted him to set it in the kennel for a week before he raced him, which is fair enough. I've left it totally up to Dave where he races him, what he does with him, so... Yeah, ideally that was the plan, but of course he hurt his hock and we had to give him a few days off. That was thrown out the window.
And so he'll just stay down there for the time being and see how things play out?
Yeah, so he'll stay down there until Dave sort of says, you know, he's ready to come home or things open up and we can race him back up here. But at the moment he's staying down there.
You've had some handy ones in your time in the sport. Where does CCDB have to be right up there potential-wise?
Well, as you know, David's had Uphill Duel, My Redeemer. He's had plenty of good dogs. He just said one word to me last night, freak.
As you said, some handy company there. Melbourne Cup wins and Easter Egg wins, and to be described as a freak by that trainer, that's high recommendation.
Yeah, no, from day one, he's just showed you know, enormous ability. So I'm not surprised if he gets to the top. It won't be a surprise to us. So just hope he sticks together and he gets there.
you purchased him for owner Ray Tanti off Dennis Barnes. Dennis obviously won the Bathurst Cup on the same night you won the Mate. Will Ray and yourself be going back to the well with Dennis?
Yeah, well, I spoke with Dennis yesterday. I'm meeting him on Tuesday to pick a few more up on Tuesday next week off him. So, yeah, we'll keep going back to Dennis. Our relationship with Dennis is fantastic. Dennis and Ian have been absolutely superb with us. So, yeah, we'll keep going back there.
Mate, well, appreciate you coming on this morning, and make sure you brave that cold, mate. And good luck on Sunday with Nangar Cash and Zipping Bram, and good luck next week with Nangar Russ and for the future with all of them, mate.
Just before I go, Mick, I've got to shout out some of your supporters up at Prisoners Turf, Keith and Shane Kennedy. The pub's opened back up today. They said make sure you get your tips nice and accurate today.
Mate, there you go. Fingers crossed we can find some winners for the punters and the publican.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Mick.
Bye.
Cozzy, there he was, Mick Hardman, wonderful participant in our sport, and he's got some handy dogs at the moment.
Now, Mick, some big races held in Melbourne last night. How did they finish up?
I think there was indeed the feature was obviously the final of the Sapphire Crown for the Bitches, and let's have a listen to what happened in that race.
Racing, Black Opium only fair to go out fast, Spring Fair with Aston Silk, and they'll pair off and lead Black Opium to third, followed by Medallia Maggie and then Origami Angel diving up on the rail, Nangar Diva, Tallulah Bale and last Chart Topper. Here comes Black Opium diving to the inside a length away, just held up for a stride or two, and then Spring Fair as they turn, Aston Silk the leader, grabbed by Black Opium, who surged through. Black Opium takes the lead, and she lands that elusive Group 1 victory. What a deserved victory in the Sapphire Crown to Black Opium.
Absolutely right there. Great call from James Vandermark. Cornella for Jason Thompson, the trainer with Black Opium and Aston Silk. And thoroughly deserved win. Black Opium finished second in a Melbourne Cup in 2018, second in the Australian Cup in 2019, second in the Brisbane Cup to Seneca in 2019 as well. Finalist in the Golden Easter Egg, the Million Dollar Chase, National Sprint Championship. She's won 24 of 49. That win last night takes her just short of 500,000 in stakes. So, absolute deserved win. And on the same card last night, Cozzy, there were three heats of that Harrison Dawson that Mick Hardman was just speaking about. The winners there were Jax Bale in a very slick 29-14, Simon Told Helen in 29-21. And Vivitar in 29.65, and just rattling through that box draw. Vivitar's come up with the one again, same box he had last night. Leon Bale, the two. Simon Told Helen, he'll start favourite. He's got the three. Lightning Blast, the four. Short Pork, the five. Tigalong Tonk, the six. Jax Bale, the seven. And Matunga Pegasus has come up with the eight box.
Be amazing how many years of service Henry Harrison and Smokey Dawson have put in at Sandown. That's been incredible, hasn't it?
Absolutely incredible, and deserve a tribute that event.
Exactly. Now, we need a couple of winners. What do you got, the Maiden Series, the Super Series final to the Gardens as well?
Mate, we do indeed. Lizzie Whelan spoke with Daryl Thomas earlier this week, and he's got a couple of really good chances in that maiden race. The six Coniglio and the eight Seeking Quality, they're both real chances. And in that final, anyone who didn't see Aston Mage's performance last week to win her heat was just astounding, and she'll go around as favourite in the final of the Super Series tonight. But it is a good meeting, and there's plenty of best bets that we have been able to find, Cozzy, and we'll head to the Gardens first. We'll go to the Gardens Race 2, number 2, Lil Do. Goulburn's on this afternoon. We have Race 11, number 4, Venom Cartel. Bathurst is also on. Race 4, number 3, Blaney Bruiser. And then Richmond meeting tonight, Race 9, number 8, Beau Buster.
All right, beautiful. Any other winners for us, or would you stick with those?
Mate, that's a truckload of winners. Let's hope that we can find 4 out of 4 there.
Good on you. Have a top weekend, Mick. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Cozzy. Same to you, mate.
Mick Cowley, Grand Racing New South Wales, 11 o'clock, Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio is a proud supporter of the New South Wales greyhound racing industry. Every day, we've got your complete racing coverage. Plus, Going Greyhounds talks to all the newsmakers around the feature races and carnivals with plenty of race day tips. Going Greyhounds, Sunday to Friday mornings from 10:45 here on Sky Sports Radio.
Dynamics indications with the Kieran Ma Racing Stables offer a colt that stands out from the crowd. Everybody loves a grey, and our attention-grabbing colt is by the champion racehorse, now exciting first crop sire, Frosted. From Antarctic Miss, a Group 3 winning, Group 1 place speedy mare. We invite you to join our dynamic Kieran Ma Racing team to own and race our gorgeous grey colt. Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360-808.
An action-packed weekend of racing calls for an offer to match. And do we have one for you? On races 1 to 6 at Rose Hill, Flemington and Morphettville this Saturday, if your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50. That's 18 races. Check out the Tab app for more great deals this Saturday. Tab, long may we play.
Excludes SA and WA residents. First online fixed odds, win bet only. T&Cs at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1800 858 858.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Get back to business with Hy-Vis Value at participating Ford dealers right now with great savings on selected transit models. See ford.com.au for details. The M5, busy but moving traffic, King George's Road, down towards the M5 East Tunnel. Centennial Park, Oxford Street, approaching Mall Park Road. A bus and car accident, citybound lanes 1 and 3 closed. Oil spill, Mulgoa Road, eastbound on-ramp to the M4. Thanks, Australia, for doing your bit to help stop the spread of coronavirus. The changes are working. Keep going. And remember to download the COVID Safe app today. Visit australia.gov.au, authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Hi, this is Ray Thomas. Listen to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
He's trying to be the nice guy, but I've got a tip for you. Bellamy won't be.
We have legends.
Everyone knew about Shane Gould. How did you handle that pressure?
I think the pressure I put on myself was much greater than any public pressure.
Expert comments.
The job was Abdaz to lose, and I thought he'd do a great job. Well, he hasn't.
And a bit of fun.
Thousands of people cloned me over to none played after the age of 15.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Sunday mornings from 7 till 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, it's time for the whip around.
Certainly is. 11:03. They had a big day today at Sky and the cup meeting there. They've got the... well, $560,000 in prize money, all up. The Darley Scone Cup today, and that's been supported by the $100,000 English two-year-old challenge. So huge money on offer there, guys, today, isn't
there? Yeah, there sure is, mate. I'm at Lochinvar. We're about an hour from Scone. Blue skies everywhere here, so I'd say it's likewise up there. Scone Cup Carnival with a difference, particularly today. It's normally a half-day holiday in the town. They get 6,000 or 7,000 there, but that was scrapped when people weren't allowed to go in. But it is a classic country race meeting with a Scone Cup $160,000 English challenge. The only race we're missing on the Friday was the 400,000 English Guineas. And it has gone to Rose Hill tomorrow, and there's only 200,000 this year. But it was always a great race too. Mate, best bet, Lost and Running. You'll have to take $1.90. Is Dave with you there?
No, he's not.
No, I was going to say, I think it's been heavily backed. Now, it's never raced. John O'Shea's got it. It's a New Zealand bred by Per Incanto. And the other day, it beat Indigenous on the 5th of May in a trial. He came out slow. Yui rode him. He went through to just lead. And Yui held him together the whole trip to the line. And he was too good, hard held. Now, the horse that ran second, Indigenous, started odds on in a Metropolitan race last prep and ran a place. And it ran a place at Canterbury also. So what I'm saying is it's beat a horse that goes pretty good. It's a Scone maiden on the Boo. John's targeted this meeting with three horses today, and all three have got good chances.
Now, it's been back today. $2 at open this morning into $1.95 to $1.90 and now $1.85.
Yeah,
the money's just
they just kept coming for it. Yeah, trial was enormous, mate. So the best bet, Sean, race one, number three, Lost and Running.
Yep.
Right over the quaddie. Do you think it's not a tough quaddie today?
I reckon.
They ought to give you a gold medal if you get it today. I put three in the first leg and four in the other three legs.
Mm-hmm.
2.5.19 in the first. Van Giz unlucky the other day at Gosford. Got caught off the track, had a tough run and just got beat. Number five, Sedona, third run back, ready to fire. Big track will suit. And number 19, Kurt Goldman's horse, special privilege. It runs second to Tajori. I know it was beaten or Tajuri four lengths in that run by Tajuri, but Tajuri looked really good winning the highway on Saturday. So the form would be all right. First leg, 2.5 and 19.
Mm-hmm.
Second leg, 2.10, 6 and 7. Hit the target, flew to win that 80,000 soldier saddle at Bathurst, ran fast time and won by a long way. He's going to jump and run. He's unbeaten at Scone. He's got a lot in his favour, this bloke. And he's got a good barrier. Number 10, throw it in, Luna Mia. God, she has some bad luck in races. But a couple of times she's had a chance too. Got to give her one more hope in the quaddie. Number 6, Sneak Preview. Wasn't beaten far in the country final at Randwick in a good stable. And number 7, Acoustic will be up on the speed and racing well. That's the second leg. Third leg, 6.10, 11 and 3. This is a tough race. What a race it is.
Yeah.
Scone Cup. Mate, I like Military Zone. He flew home the other day to get lead a length first up. Peter Snowden said straight after the race we're targeting the Scone Cup. And that run was about nearly a month ago now, but he's had a tick over the trial and went terrific. Him on top, Live and Free's got a great out. He's drawn bad, and so has Military Zone. If Military Zone will go back, Live and Free, he might too. I'm not sure where he'll be in the run. Last start, he was a mile back at Rose Hill, so I'd say he'll go back. But he's a very smart horse. Faistos won well second up in town, and number 3, Chief Ironside. Expect a big improvement. Goes all right second up, this bloke. He's had 3 second up runs for 2 wins and a third. 6.10, 11 and 3. And the last leg on the big day, Sean, 5.42 and 1. Favre's been unlucky. He'll love the long run home at Scone. Number 4, Bollywood, a super win at Gosford the other day when it ran over the top of them. 2, Darlib, heavily backed and got the money at Wyong for Chris Lees. And look for improvement from the top weight, Maya Saar. Third run today, and if you go back to October, Akari and Betcher Flying beat at half a length in the listed Reginald Allen. 5.42 and 1 there, mate.
Well, I'm going to back one on the cup at $16, Dr. Drill.
Yeah, well, he ran in that same race that Military Zone ran in there about a month ago.
Yep.
He got beat about 5 lengths. He was up running fourth, and then he sort of ran out of gas halfway down the straight, but he did get crowded a bit around about the 150.
Yep.
But he ran really well in that listed race at Moonee Valley first up.
First up,
Fartanar.
The other thing I like is he's had gluons on him since July last year. They've come off. They got normal plates on him today.
Oh, good. He's in
and
a great stable and got a good barrier.
And he'll probably lead.
Yeah. And you are a very smart judge.
No, I'm just a desperate.
Now, I've got to just tell you one other thing, and I haven't tipped it in the first 4,
yep.
But I've just been told by friends at TAB, in race 2, number 5, Hustled, hasn't run a place, has it? Just run 1 second in 5, part owned by our own Gavin Carmody, is $15 into 8, Hustled, and I know they give it a good chance.
How many horses has Gavin got?
19. No. He's got Hit the Target, the favourite today, and Hustle. He's got another young one, a 2-year-old, and he's got one with his brother, Craig, down south.
Mm.
That's all he's told me. There could be a lot more.
<That's right.
laughs> He's a great bloke, Gav.
Yeah.
Put his money where his mouth is. And
yeah,
they were
right.
Way in front on Hit the Target because they didn't pay a lot for him.
Good on him. That's fantastic.
Yep.
All right, so best bet race 1, number 3, the quaddie, 2.5, 19 into 2.10, 6.7 into 6.10, 11.3 into 5.42 and 1.
Good as go, mate. Good
all
luck.
Right.
It's a magnificent day.
Yeah,
race.
Beauty.
It always has. The only thing I'm dirty on, I won't be there.
Yeah, never mind. All right, mate. We'll hear you through the day with your late mail.
Good as go. Thanks, mate.
Thanks,
good.
Gary. Gary Harley at Scone. Now let's head to Albury and see what's happening there. John Scores joins us. How are you, John?
Yeah, good, thanks, Sean. Almost at Albury, and we're here on just in the car park here at the moment. But a really nice day here in Albury, and big fields, mate. They're pretty open race.
All right, now the whip around, John. What's your best? What do you like?
Look, I thought on an even day we'd go race 8, horse number 3, Falling Waters, on his home track here, Normie Loy and his son Brody. Look, she won two in a row here before they tried her out to 1,500, and I thought she was pretty handy there as well. So she's had that little bit of a freshen up, a little bit of a sticky gate, but they usually go quite quick, and Brody's in good form. So if you can get a little bit of cover here with this or put it up out of harm's way, I think it'll go mighty close at the $5.50, race 8, number 3, Falling Waters, Sean.
All right, good value there, race 8, number 3, that's your best. Now, looking at a quality today, John, a few of these races look a little open.
Yeah, they sure are, Sean. Look, first leg of the quadrilla here, this maiden handicap over the 11.75. I went 1, 2 and 4. Would-be King is a very interesting runner from the tip now with Tim Donnelly. But, look, he's got the right gate. He's got a claim. And Tim will have him just about ready to go. So I put him on top, but I put a few with him. Miss Elsie May's been super consistent. She's rock hard, fit on the back up here. And Butteroo Blitz from a wide-ish gate I threw in. So 1-2-4 the first leg. Second leg, Fat Gecko is nice and progressive for Danielle Sieb, and I think favourably drawn. He's improving all the time. I threw in as well the 5 Billabong Bilby. It just got a stack of gate speed and 3 Zar Snip back in distance. So 2-5-3 the second leg. Mm-hmm. The third leg, I've got the whole 4 in, and hopefully I've got the right one. It's a critical reaction. A really nice man with a good record and a good gate here. Vinny Vegas flying. He loves the place. He's 4-4 at the 1,000. 12 Nobody's Puppet can get a nice run today. She's finally drawn a barrier. And 2, NZ Beer is a real query. Former New Zealand horse trained by Mitch Beer. So on its home track, got to throw it in. 3-1-12 and 2. And last, I made the good Falling Waters, but I threw a bit of insurance in with that. The talented mare, 10 Tallahina, and also the local in Hazel's Diary. So 3-10-9 the last leg, Sean. That's... what have we got? 3 3s and 9 9 4s 36 36 3s is $108, Sean, for 100% of the quaddie today.
Beautiful. So 1-2-4 into 2-5-3 into 3-1-12 and 2 and to 3-10-9 your quaddie there. Good on you, John. Enjoy the day. Stay safe.
Likewise. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, John. John Scorse there. Now we've got the Victoria today, and we've got two meetings, Geelong and Cranbourne. Mark Hunter with me. How are you, Mark?
Hey, Sean. Good, thanks.
That's good. Now we'll launch into, first of all, the day meeting, Geelong.
Geelong, we'll try and narrow in a couple of the quaddie legs here. We'll go race 6, number 2, and race 9, number 11. I think race 6, number 2 is the absolute standout for the day, Sign, Seal, Deliver. It was a good maiden win two starts ago. Then just, I thought, awful tactics going forward in the St. Ledger. It's a horse that's got to be balanced up and let run on. It was ridden forward out of its comfort zone and did a good job to finish sixth. Deal Lover jumps back on. He knows the horse. He will balance it up, and it will be too strong for them there in the sixth race. Tipping he can ride the last winner as well. He raced 9, number 11, Ruby Street, who did a terrific job on debut against the buyer, then came to town and was well beaten but not disgraced at the Valley. It's come back. It's had a couple of jump outs, the most recent one on wet ground. Looked to be getting going really strongly late. I think it's a perfect race there in the last to kick off. So Geelong, race 6, number 2, and race 9, number 11.
Yeah, race 9, that's $5. It's an open race, that one. The $5 favourite,
yeah. Yeah, it is. Look, about you, I think it's well placed, and you've got the big bonus of the Oliver riding it down there at Geelong.
All right, now, what about the mini of Cranbourne tonight?
Cranbourne will go race 5, number 2, and race 8, number 4. The first one, race 5, number 2, Florida Dream, just for this all... barnstorming Luke Oliver stable, who's just started winning races about 6 weeks ago and hasn't stopped. The horse was a bit unlucky at Werribee, back inside, had to make its ground on that wet ground, and I just think getting onto a better surface here with the claim that the way Florida Dream's going, it can pick them off late. If you're happy to bet each way, you shouldn't go wrong there. The last race, race 8, number 4, Office Gym, maybe looked a little bit plain last time, but maybe the track was just too wet and it was beaten by a fair horse. So I think tonight the race sets up well, there's good speed. John McNeil can park fifth or sixth, give the horse every chance to balance up. She'll get a great drag into the race. And again, if you're happy to take anywhere near that price each way, you shouldn't miss in the last. So both had a bit of value there. Race 5, number 2, Florida Dream. And race 8, number 4, Office Gym.
Yeah, around the 440 and 550 mark. Good on you, Mark. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Sean.
Mark Hunter with his tips there, his best for Geelong and Cranbourne, but his tips at Geelong in the first today, he's gone 11 to beat 4, 1 and 6, 11, 4, 1, 6, second event 7, over 2, 11 and 9, 7, 2, 11, 9, third event 6 from 8, 4 and 5, 6, 8, 4, 5, the fourth 10 from 1, 4 and 12, 10, 1, 4, 12, race 5, 2 from 1, 6 and 5, 2165. Sixth event, 2 to beat 1, 3, and 4. 2134. Race 7, 1 to win from 3, 5, and 10. 1, 3, 5, 10. Race 8, 11 from 3, 6, and 13. 11, 3, 6, 13. Race 9, 11 to win from 2, 5 and 14. 11, 2, 5 and 14. Mark Hunter's tips there for the meeting today at Geelong. So you've got them all there. Now we've got Queensland today as well. The media Toowoomba, the Darling Downs. Sam Highland there. Morning, Sam.
Thanks very much, Sean. Yeah, we've got a big day at Toowoomba off the back of 11 races last Sunday. We're at 9 today. And, yeah, I think there's been a value to be had. And I'm hoping a couple of best bets can salute race 4, number 5, Silver Planer. It's been good both runs in this time round. Michael Carr's been running. He's had no luck on it. Just been drawing deep and covering ground just through no fault of his. As I say, just been drawn awkwardly. And hasn't had the best running races, but I think still drawn wide today. But he jumps and he's got good speed. Sheridan Tomlinson takes 3 kilos off. And I think he'll jump and be right there. And I think up to the thousands of positives. So he's going to be hard to beat. Into race 5, number 5, Sukosi. This horse has got good form down in Victoria. First up today for Kelly Purdy, another that takes 2 kilos off for Alex Pattis. So a bit of weight relief there, and it'll jump and scamper along too. It'll be in a good spot out in front, I would think, or be right there. So race 4, number 5, and race 5, number 5. They're my two best bets. Quaddie today, I've gone 3, 2, and 5 in the first leg, into 4, 1, and 3, 2, 4, and 1, and then 6, 4, and 3 in the last. So looking for a good day. Thanks, John.
Good on you. Thanks, Sam. Sam Highland there. Now let's look at Albany today. Mark Holmes joins us again. And fine, soft 5 over there, Mark.
Indeed. Rail out 3 metres in the cutaway in the straight. Sean, of course, this is somewhat of a curtain raiser to the big day tomorrow at Ascot. Their last Saturday meeting for, well, the season. And it's the Roma Cup, a 1,200-metre weight for age group 3, where we get to see 3 group 1 winners in Black Harper, Vega Magic and Gadding. Of course, that'll be a spectacular day tomorrow. But before that, we've obviously got Albany.
Now, what do you like?
We'll start off in race 4, Cozzy. Number 1, Mr. Mount Walker, completely striped last start from the record when running last, was 1,200 out to 1,600 metres and then was caught deep. Actually did a pretty good job to be beaten only 8.5 lengths. Before that, went around behind a smart one, Son of a God, when jumping well up in class from a 3-year-old maiden at Pinjarra. He won that maiden at 20-1, leading all of the way. So needs to get out to the front today, and we managed to find him that day, actually. It was $12 when early markets came up, and I can't believe how long he was. I think he can skip to the front. His main danger is the favourite Fangio, obviously off the back of a maiden win at Albany going back just last week. But I really like him here. Race 4, number 1, Mr. Mount Walker, I think can skip away from them at Albany on the soft track.
All right. And at the moment, around the $2.80 mark. Anything else?
Off to race number 5, the next race to kick off the quaddie, I think. Number 7, Take Me Home, Honey. I'll be... Look, it's not an ideal scenario. I wouldn't recommend everybody do it, but I'll be taking it one out in the Quadrella. Has been racing really consistently. Went maiden to class 2 win 2 starts ago, and last start wasn't disgraced in much tougher company, benchmark 64+, behind Mr. Pango. So an inside draw. Kira Yule's just flying at the moment, and this mare just really has her eye in. I think she's a very, very good bet. Race 5, number 7, Take Me Home, Honey.
All right, Take Me Home, Honey, at the moment, is sitting at $3.20 as well. So we'll be handy with those. We won't mind those one little bit.
Yeah, let's roll them into each other, I think, Cozzy. That's the way to go.
All right, race 4, number 1, race 5, number 7. Good on you, Mark. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, Cozzy. Good luck, everyone.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Almost there. Race 4, number 1, race 5, number 7. South Australia today. We've got a meet at Mount Gambier. And Brett Davis is there. Morning, Brett.
Good morning, Cozzy. Good morning, everybody.
A little bit overcast there today, they're saying.
It is, yeah. I've just only 5 minutes ago, because he got out of the plane. It's quite cool here, a little bit overcast. But I would be surprised if we had rain today. I think we'll be clear of the rain. South Australia's weather over the next few days is hopefully going to be on the dry side. Obviously, a big day coming up tomorrow at Morphettville, and a big day today at Mount Gambier as well.
What do you like there?
Well, I think we can probably just watch the first, although it's a very interesting... there's a couple of runners today from the Ryan Jr. stable. Firstly, in race 1, a former Kiwi galloper called Super Lagira, who I think will probably start favourite. I'm going to let him go around without... I've got him on top, but I won't label him the special. But I do think in race two, number five, Commiendo. This is another horse from the Ryan Junior stable, and I think he'll go very, very close to winning today. He's got plenty of pace, comes back from an 1,100-metre race to a 900-metre race, should jump up on the speed. And I think with young Jacob Opperman's four-kilo claim, Commiendo, race two, number five, should be quite difficult to beat. And then at a little bit of value, Cozzy, race five, number nine, Strategic Spice. This guy goes, or this lady goes in, this mare, she goes in very, very fit. There's quite a few interesting horses in the race, a couple of them going in fresh. And I think the fact that she's got that residual fitness and race fitness on her side from barrier one, she'll posse up. She'll be a good each-way price, and I think she'll go very close to winning. So race two, Commiendo, number five, probably on the shorter side, and then race five, number nine, Strategic Spot.
Yes, $11 at the moment, Brett, so we'll be happy with that.
Yes, hopefully she can run well and get the money and give us a bit of a bank for Morpheville tomorrow.
Too right. Anything stand out at Morpheville just straight off the bat tomorrow that you've caught?
Well, look, it's a really competitive program, Cozzy. Yeah. Most of the races, obviously, fairly competitive with the depth of the program right throughout the card. I have done my selections. I've actually saved my selections for another few hours with regards to, you know, the Goodwood. But I think, you know, race four, number seven, Lunar Light, drawn perfectly, had some form over in Victoria earlier on in the prep. It'll be around $6-$7. I think, you know, he's probably a good banker at this stage, race four, number seven. I was fairly confident on Lunar Light. No doubt over the next 24 hours, I'll get more and more confident on hopefully a few others.
Good on you, Brett. Have a great day today. Enjoy tomorrow.
Thanks, Cozzy. Cheers.
Brett Davis, and he's at Mount Gambier. We've got Wagga Harness today, Anthony Mann. He's covered a bit of territory. He's down there. How are you, Anthony?
Yeah, really good. Thanks, Cozzy. The second lot of the Riverina Regional Championship heats this afternoon. There's five more heats. They had five last Friday, so the 10 winners all go through to the $100,000 Friday next Friday. So, yeah, looking forward to it. We saw a couple of the big guns last week with Where You've Been Bopping and Western Sonoral, but this afternoon's heats are also pretty good in quality. So it'll be a good afternoon of racing at Wagga.
What have you found?
A couple of best bets. Race three, horse number four, Memel's Prince. It'd been here last Friday, but got it on protest. Locked wheels with the second horse halfway down the straight and was always going to run past it. Finished second past the post, but then won it on protest. Think it can win again. It's drawn well. This doesn't look much tougher. Race three, number four, Memel's Prince. And in race number six, one of these regional championship heats, I think Mr. Donald's great value. The main two in this race are Mr. Donald and Rocky Brenac. Rocky Brenac's 250, Mr. Donald's 330. I think Mr. Donald's a better horse. He's got a better record, he's got a better draw, and he took home Western Sonoral here last week. And if we're considering Where You've Been Bopping as the number one seed, Western Sonoral is definitely the number two seed in the Riverina for that championship final. And I thought Mr. Donald ran quite well. He gets his chance to get through to the final. He's probably not in the same class as the other two that I just mentioned, but he's good enough to get away with this and make his way into the final, and he deserves to be there. So I'll go with him. Race six, number five, Mr. Donald. Race three, number four, Memel's Prince. The two best for Wagga Harness racing this afternoon, Cozzy.
And if you ask Mr. Donald in America, he'd tell you he's the best that's ever breathed.
That's gone straight over my head.
Mr. Trump, I'm talking about.
You see the driver who's driving it and who it's trained by?
How are you going to say?
Duck.
Very
asked,
good.
I interviewed Bailey after we won on this horse last year down at Wagga in the day one
That's
of the
funny.
Media. And there was a reason behind it, but I can't remember why that. Good coincidence. Bailey
Duck drives
Mr. Donald. I think it'll win.
All right. Good on you, mate. Enjoy the day, Anthony. Good to catch up.
Bye.
Anthony Manton there at the Wagga. Now we've got Newcastle Harness today as well. Matt Jackson's there. We've got a busy day. How are you, Matt?
Yeah, I'm good, Cozzy. Good morning to you. Good morning to all on Sky Sports Radio. Nice program at Newcastle tonight featuring five heats of the Tab Hunter Region Championships where the big Group 1 final will be contested Saturday week. Eight race program, as I mentioned, a really good card of racing. Two best bets for me tonight. Race one, number one, Courageous Dancer, resumes. Was a winner of two of his last three starts last campaign. Both those wins here
at Newcastle. He failed last time out, but that was in a strong race at Menangle back in August of last year. I think if he's fit enough from the good gate, he'll be a really good winning chance. That's race one, number one, there, Courageous Dancer in the first. And then my best for the evening comes up in race seven, number eight, Bobsled Boy. Was terrific here last time in what was a race that's probably not any stronger than what he can test tonight. He draws a little bit awkwardly, he showed last start. He can do some work and still be there at the finish. And I think if he can get up there outside the leader comfortably enough, I think he'll be a really strong chance there in race seven, number eight. And he's actually part-owned by Anthony Mant, who's calling Wagga today, and then no doubt will be tuned in to Newcastle tonight to cheer home. Bobsled Boy, I think he's a very good winning chance tonight, race seven at number eight. So race one, number one, Courageous Dancer, race seven, number eight, Bobsled Boy, my two bets at Newcastle tonight. It's going to be a good night of racing, first at 6:23.
Good on you, Matt. Enjoy the night.
Thank you.
Matt Jackson at the Newcastle. Goldman Greyhounds now. Kel O'Rourke with us. G'day, Kel.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everybody. Beautiful day down here at Goldman. Around about 12, 13 degrees, but not a cloud in the sky. And 11 very good races, particularly that latter half of the program.
All right. Now, the first actually gets underway at 11:47. So where's your best bets?
I like in race eight, I'm going to stick with Cousin Nile, number one. Track and distance, 4 from 7, including a very fast 24-7 here recently. Has won from inside boxes, and the last three runs at Dapto have been very good. He'll be primed for this today, and I think he'll go a couple better than his recent start. So we'll stick with Cousin Nile in race eight. And then looking for one at odds, I think in the last, number two, Tink. She's up against Nerramunga, Venom Cartel, and the like, but she loves inside boxes. She's had a little freshen up, performed down there at the Shoalhaven prior to the COVID-19 was outstanding. And I think she'll get out from $11. She's been toughened up recently by racing at Bulleye and also Weddy Park back in March. So I think at the $11, she'll be off and gone. And some of these are very slow beginners, and they're going to have to thread the eye to pick up the leader. So I think at the $11, she's a tremendous value. Race 8, number 1, Cousin Nile, and we'll go in the last, the 11th, number 2, Tink at the each way quote.
I tell you what, $11, that's huge value for Tink.
Yeah, well, a lot of these throwdowns, Nerramunga will just, you know, draw an inside box and he'll want to get to the outside. He's going to need luck. Venom Cartel, you could probably put a strong argument to say that he's a, you know, more of a Richmond dog, but he's got class. But they're not brilliant beginners, and Tink, you know, is going to come out running and, you know, she'll be off and gone, and they're going to have to, you know, do their work to pick her up. So I just think at those odds, she's each way all day.
All right, terrific. Good on you. Have a good time. Enjoy, and we'll catch up with you soon, Kel.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. Good luck to the players at Goulburn today. And the first of 11, as you mentioned, in around about 17 minutes.
Good on you. Thanks, Kel. Kel O'Rourke. Now, we've got the Gardens as well. We've got some meetings on today. I can tell you Phil Roberts is going to be at the Gardens. G'day, Phil.
Yeah, g'day, Sean, and good morning, everyone. Yeah, I've got a few races at the Gardens too. They've got an 11 race program there this afternoon into this evening, so that's certainly good to see. And looking at targeting two legs of the quaddie, I'm looking at targeting two favourites here to get beaten. Race 7, number 1, Tyson Tenga. He won the free-for-all here on Tuesday night over the 5.15. He steps up to 600 tonight. He's had two starts over 600 here for a win and a second. Look, the favourite, Princess Zesta, she's in great form. She's won a past four the last three of those over this trip. But she does have box six, and she hasn't raced for 14 days, so she'll have to do everything right. Tyson Tenga sitting up in the rails box on the quick backup. He should get every chance to make it two wins in 4 days. So race 7, number 1. Into race 8, number 2. This will be controversial, going for a significant upset in this with Aston Mae from box 5 at $1.45 and shooting for 6 straight wins. I think she can get beaten tonight. She came from near enough last to win here narrowly last week from box 8, but if she does that again from box 5 in this field, Aston Zodiac could easily pinch it out in front. So I think Aston Zodiac, who herself is looking for 4 wins in a row at $4.60, as opposed to the favourite at $1.45 drawn box 5, I think that's worth a throw at the stumps. So 7-1 into 8-2 at the Gardens tonight.
Terrific, Phil. Enjoy the night.
Thanks, mate.
Phil Roberts at the Gardens. Now, Dan Russ is at Richmond. Morning, Dan.
Good morning, Cozzy, and
welcome in to all the listeners. We've got 10 races set down for decision tonight at Richmond. Something different. We'll head down to Richmond to fill in our Friday night, and hopefully we've found something for the battlers out there tonight.
Now, what have you come up with?
Cozzy, I've had a little chicken wing, not so much a juicy bone, just a little chicken wing on this last night at $10. Race 2, number 4, 100 degrees, was odds on here on debut and lucky to stay on its feet at the first corner and then to sort of pick itself up. And it was beaten a long way, but it still run third. It was a magnificent run. It's drawn 4 here this afternoon or this evening. It's trained by the master, Sid Swain. I think if you go back and watch its replay, it just more or less tips itself for mine, and $10 was totally the wrong price. The tab went up $5.50 this morning. That's into $3.80 already. So race 2, number 4, that was my value bet of the night, race 2, number 4. And my best is race 5, number 2, Bar the Punk. Likes the Richmond track. He's had 9 starts here for 3 wins and 4 placings. Normally shows good burn out of the boxes and looks a fair bet for mine at around the 6-4 mark, the 2.5 on the tab fixed odds tonight. So race 5, number 2, Bar the Punk is the best, and the best value, which is sort of trimmed up a little bit now, but race 2, number 4, 100 degrees from the Richmond card.
Good on you, Dan. Have a good night at Richmond.
No worries, Cozzy. Good luck, good punting, and have a great weekend, mate.
Dan Russ at Richmond. Now it is 28-12 at Sky Sports Radio on the whip around. Albury today, and Andrew Georgia is joining us from TAB with James Tate at the track. Morning, James.
Morning, Sean, and beautiful day here at Albury for this 8-race card, and we're racing on a soft fire today here at Albury. As I say, lovely, fine, sunny day. Top of 15 degrees, penetrometer 6.13, and the rails in the true position. Looks a really good card of racing, and a very good morning to Andrew with the TAB Movers. Race 1, Andrew, is a Class 3 over the 1,400 metres, take out number 8, and I like number 1 here, Bell's Innocent, who's racing in great form, has won 3 out of his last 4, a winner at the Albury Cup Carnival, and a winner last start at the Wagga Cup Carnival. So race 1, I've gone for number 1, Bell's Innocent. What's happening on the fixed odds in the first, Andrew?
Yeah, good morning to you, James. Well, our customers are with you in this one, and it's Bell's Innocent, $2.70 best offered. It was still $2.40, ran about 10 minutes ago. Now, a further trim into $2.30. Number 1, our mover in the opener.
Race 2, Andrew, is benchmark 58 over the 1,600. I've gone for one at odds here, number 6, Riverbend Chief from the Trevor Sutherland stable. And a close third at Wagga 5 days ago, Riverbend Chief. And I thought looked a good chance today in race number 2.
Yeah, well, funnily enough, we're going to go 2 for 2 here because Riverbend Chief is going to be the mover in this one as well. Pretty good money this morning at the $10 quote. Rock solid at the price, 6, the mover in race 2.
Race 3, Class 1 over the 1,600 metres here. I like number 6 here, Casino Time. Thought he was one of the best bets of the day for the Gratzfeller stable. Big run at Canberra 9 days ago where he flashed home to be beaten, just beaten, running second over the 1,400. And I thought he was very well suited up to the 1,600 today. That's Race 3, number 6, Casino Time.
Oh, James, it's either going to be rocks or diamonds because the mover's with you once again. Casino Time, $6.50. Offered at one stage in betting, and today it's gone $4.80 into $4.40. Number 6, our mover in the third.
Go to race number 4, take out numbers 10 and 12, and I've gone for number 9 here, Ivy's Bell, locally trained mare, trained by John Taylor here at Albury, and she's been in the top 4 runs this time in, so a good chance to break through today. Race 4, number 9, Ivy's Bell.
Yeah, MacGyver's me mate. It's the one that has firmed up this morning. $5.50 in to $4.40. And the most popular runner at this early stage in betting. 2, the mover in race 4.
Race 5, Andrew. First leg of the quarter, a maiden over the 11.75. And a takeout 7, 13 and 17. Amanda Masters to ride number 16, Witchblade. And I've gone for number 4 here, Butteroo Blitz from the Joe Ible stable. Brodie Lloyd to ride. Just had the 2 runs, a third at Goulburn last start. And thought it was a good chance to take out race 5, number 4, Butteroo Blitz.
Yeah, look, it's had a little bit of support, as has our mover, which is Be Mighty Man. Double figures offered at one stage earlier today. Well, it's now a $6.50 chance, and it's second best supported in terms of the early money. Behind the toppy would be King. So number three is our mover in race five.
Race 6, take out number 6 and 12. Number 15, Schwab Dog. Kayla Nisbet is the rider. And number 16, our Romeo, Amanda Masters, to ride in race 6. I've gone for number 4 here, Chap's Dream, as the home track advantage, trained by Mitchell Beer, and was a very easy winner at Leeton last start. So I've gone race 6, number 4, Chap's Dream.
And look, Fat Gecko, it's really the only one that's had any sort of decent support at this stage. Pretty solid at the $3.30 for most of the day. And there's only been light specking for a few of the others. So Fat Gecko, number 2, the mover in the 6th.
Race 7, Andrew, 1,000 metres, benchmark 66, looks a top field here, and I like one here, number 7, Strarova. Thought he was one of the best of the day here. Ran 4th in the Albury City Handicap, a $75,000 race last start, only beaten a length. Looks really well placed here over the 1,000 metres, although it is his first go at the 1,000. He's won 3 from 6 at Albury, Strarova. So race 7, number 7, Strarova.
Yeah, very open betting affair, and Vinny Vega is actually the most popular runner at this early stage, and it's holding about twice as much as any other horse. $13 best offered today. It's now into 11, so one at each way odds. James, number 1, the mover in race 7.
The last, Andrew, race 8, benchmark 58 over the 11.75, and I like one here at odds. Number 14, Cooley Boss from the Gary Colvin stable. Fourth run in this time in, so ready to run a big race, and it was a good third at Wagga last start. So race 8, number 14, Cooley Boss.
Yeah, it's actually had a little bit of specking too, but our mover is going to be Tallahena for Danny Williams. $3.90 into $3.80. Not a dramatic firm, but it's twice as popular as anything else at this early stage. Number 10, the mover in the lucky last.
Okay, thanks a lot, Andrew. And what did you find the best backed over the 8 race card?
Well, I think they're going to get the cash nice and early, James. We go race 1, number 1, Bell's Innocent.
Okay, great. Thanks, Andrew. Should be a top day's racing here at Albury. 8 races on the card and the first to get underway at 12 o'clock. Thanks a lot, Sean.
Good on you, James. James Tate, we'll be back with Andrew Georgie in a moment. Look at the tab movers for Geelong. It's 22 to 12 at Sky Sports Radio.
Red light is on.
Scone's Big Carnival comes to Rose Hill this Saturday.
And the gates are back now.
With the running of the Group 3 Dark Jewel Classic and the Tab Luskin Star Stakes. And Queensland's Winter Carnival heads to the Gold Coast.
100 metres left to go.
With the 3-year-olds chasing glory in the Gold Coast Guineas.
3-4 lengths in front.
All the carnival action on Sky Sports Radio.
Harvey Norman, your destination for Australian-made mattresses, with brands such as Sealy Posturepedic.
So even as we isolate, this business is continuing to use radio to stay connected to its customers. After all, staying connected is why we tune in the first place. And with around half of all listening taking place at home, radio's never been more relevant. If you need results from your advertising, visit radioalive.com.au.
Friendly expert team at Harvey Norman.
I'll go for number 7.
When some groups of mates sit down and call out numbers, it's because they're ordering Thai food.
Wait, does 7 come with rice?
Others are throwing out numbers for a different reason.
And 5. 1 is going to rob home, I'm sure of it.
Because they're crafting a quaddie. Yeah! We're those people. The quaddie. When racing becomes a team sport. Tab, long may we play.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help, 1-800-858-858.
Bob's qualified racing 3-year-old filly by leading sire Schwazia. 65% winners to runners, 96 stakes winners. Damn, one more roll by Velixa, half-sister to winner-take-all on Pussy Royal. Closely related to Group 1 winner Regal Cheer, the Dam of Noidart. Trainer Todd Howell at Lower Belford, 5%, $1,200, $170 a month, 2.5% shares available. Exclusive performance guarantee, free replacement offer. For PDS, call Shelley Hancocks, 03-5274-9171 or see website hancocks.com.au. AFSL 227365.
Hello, Bing Lee with a delivery. Right now, when you spend $600 or more on selected laundry appliances at Bing Lee, you'll get free full-service delivery.
Yes, we deliver, install and take away your whole appliance. Free.
So if you hear knocking at your door, it's Bing Lee with free full-service delivery on selected laundry appliances.
Terms and conditions apply.
Form Guide. Brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Now, let's have a look at Geelong. The TAB market movers down after that. We'll have a chat with Annabelle Neesham from Kira Mars Stable. In the first today at Geelong, what do you like there? What's the market mover, Andrew?
Yeah, well, don't question me, Cozzy. $4.60 into $3.80. Easily the best back runner heading into the opener, and it's holding far more money than the $2.30 favourite, which is the one right down the bottom, Win Four. Number four, the mover, in race one.
All right, race two is the two-year-old maiden.
Restarted here for Danny O'Brien. $2.80 into $2.70. Holding a fair bit of money compared to some of the other horses that are in the market at this stage, and has been popular through multis too. So number seven, the mover, in race two.
The third, the maiden plate.
No push away from this favourite, Nusakawa. $1.95, solid at the price, and nearly three times as popular as any other horse in the event. Number six, the mover, in the third.
Now, 2,440 maiden plate, the fourth.
Again, going short here, our customers more than happy to take the price for Energy Raider. Very popular through multis, currently $1.90, and there has only been very light specking for some of the others at decent odds. But Energy Raider is our mover in the fourth.
Right, the fifth over 2,440 as well.
Yeah, well, short way home again. This time it's Yulong Captain, $2.40 at the moment. It was a little bit better than that when markets first opened, but this horse is holding about 60%. Of the early investment. Number one, the mover, in race five.
Race six, we've got a full field.
Yeah, well, it's been a recurring theme through the opening few races. Cozzy, short prices, but our customers are taking it. This time it's Sign, Seal, Deliver, $1.80. Very popular through multis as well. And it's responsible for just over half of the early market investment. Two, the mover, in race six.
Race seven, what do you like here?
Yeah, what's the toppy? Paddy Mac. Now, $2.90 offered when markets first opened. They were very quick to take the price. Today, it's gone $2.40 into $2.30. So it's been a good sustained push for number one. It's our mover in the seventh.
The eighth is the benchmark 58.
Yeah, Sunset Eagle. One at each way odds here, which they have tried. $12 at the moment was as much as $16 and a little bit better than that prior to the scratchings. Number nine, our mover in race eight.
The final event, race nine, another benchmark 58.
Well, the only one that's had any sort of decent support at this stage is Ruby Street. Five into $4.80 and $9 prior to the scratchings, but we did lay it at a little bit better than that $5 quote, which was available earlier today. Number 11, our mover in the lucky last.
What's been the best back there?
Well, we're going to go... We'll go race two, number seven, restarted, into race seven, number one, Paddy Mac.
All right, terrific. Thanks, Andrew. We'll hear you a bit later on with Scone Market Movers.
Cheers, Cozzy.
So Geelong, race two, number seven, race seven, number one. Big day today at Scone. It's huge with the Darley Scone Cup on. And the Kieran Mar camp, they've got Dr. Drill in. Annabelle Neesham joins me. How are you, Annabelle?
Good, Cozzy. Yourself?
Good. I'm feeling confident about this horse today.
I'm glad you are.
Well, I look at him and think, I know he's never won under 1,800, but he's had a little freshen up. His first up run was a ripper at Moonee Valley. And for the first time, it looks like he's got the glue-ons off. He's got normal plates on today on front.
Yeah, he does.
These are all positives.
Yeah, exactly. He seems in really good order. The mile, obviously, back up. The mile of Bill Suit. I think we probably rode him a bit wrong last start. Just rode him a little bit upside down. I think he often puts himself on pace, but I think, over the 1,400 in that class, he was just at his top the whole way. So hopefully he can just travel that bit easier today and show that turn of foot that he has got.
Well, you've drawn beautifully today. To be up handy, he's going to come out at two.
Yeah, exactly. So he'll, Keegan will just have him where he's comfortable. But, as long as he's the sort of horse wants to be bridling up, coming around the home turn, and I think you can then show that good turn of foot that he's got, that he's shown in most of his starts.
Well, I reckon he's $16 on the tote, Anna, but I just think he's gross overs, and I'm on, so God give him strength, right?
Thanks,
now, tomorrow at Rose Hill, the other part of the SCO meeting, you get some lovely horses in there, Fanciful Toff, drawn out wide, though, in that benchmark 78.
Yeah, he has. He's going to need a little bit of luck from there, but... Yeah, we thought we'd bring him up. He came up to Sydney this sort of time last year and had a couple of runs and Look, he's a pretty versatile horse, and hopefully if he can get him into a good spot, which might be a bit tricky from there, but he should be there in the finish.
Now, then the third, you got two lovely horses here, McCrura, James McCowan, and this has just been unbeaten.
Yeah, she's a very straightforward filly. She's not an overly big filly. She's obviously got the top weight there, which is probably the only concern, but her work's been very good since that win the other day. She's just a no-fuss, no-frills sort of filly, and, hopefully we can get some back tight with her.
Now, Bossy's on, Glenn Boss on Cross the Rubicon. He decided to ride this one.
Yeah, he did. He's done quite a bit of work on her at home, and he really likes her. Obviously, the form out of that race at Musselbrook's good. She wasn't beaten far, and the first and second horse are in the field as well. So if she's improved off that run, then, hopefully she's a smoky at big odds.
Bella Rosa, you've gotten the Dean's Joy. Unfortunately, you've drawn wide though, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. We'll monitor the scratchings there. Not an ideal gate. She's for new connections now. She was sold at the recent chairman's sale. So we'll probably take a bit of a rain check in the morning and see where we head with her.
Mm. What's the pick of all yours in the next couple of days?
Ooh, we've got... We've got a Tana running tonight up at the Sunshine Coast.
Mm.
She's come on really well from her first run up there, so I think she's nice odds. I think she's about $9. I think McCrea is probably our best tomorrow.
All right, well, go to the doctor. The doctor could be the difference between having toast for dinner tonight or ordering something with Uber in front of it.
Exactly. Hopefully it's the latter.
All right. Good on you, Annabelle. Have a great day and good luck.
Thanks,
Colby. Annabelle Neesham from the Kira Mar David Eustace Camp, Dr. Drill. Now, let's go to Goulburn. This is the first.
Race with Cosmic Violet and Mago Honey's trying to hold her position. Soon after, Hooper goes to the top, round the outside, Lily Pearl now. Next up was Mago Honey, Blonde Rufus, there followed Jack's Cade, Cosmic Violet, Passerby, but Hooper kicked with 50 to go, and Hooper holding Blonde Rufus. Third home was Jack's Cade. Next up, Mago Honey, there followed by Passerby, Cosmic Violet. Well back was Lily Pearl, and Katie Cortez saw them all safely into the pen in the first in 20 and 20.
4, 5, and 3 for Hooper will pay $2.91.04. 5 Blonde Rufus $2.30. 3 Jack's Cade $1.70. 4, 5, and 3. Race one at Goulburn. Now let's have a look at Scone. The Tab market move is there. Andrew Giorgio back with us again. The first we put out 5 Princess Sunlight.
Yeah, Cozzy, short way home in the first. Lost and running. Very popular at the even money this morning. So much so it's now a $1.85 chance. Number 3, The Mover in race 1.
On to the second, and 15 Tolerate not running.
And nice each way play here for Hustled. Now, they were very keen to take the double figures this morning, $11 at that stage. Well, it's now into $8.50, and most popular runner, along with Mother's Day, who's a $3.60 favourite. So we'll go with number 5 as the mover in race 2.
On to the third, we pull out number 8, Averne, 9 Inch Jet, and 11 Ski Missile.
Well, Live and Loaded, 3 times as popular as any other runner in the race. And, Cozzy, this accounts for nearly 65% of the early money. So, number 1 is our mover in race 3.
Race 4, and here we've just put out the emergency, 17 to 20.
Well, I can tell you that the favourite, the Bopper, very popular at the $1.65, and, yeah, heavily leveraged through multis too. But we're going to go against it here with Bedazzle. Now, this horse is carrying significant each-way support, $15 into 11, and clearly the best back runner outside the favourite. So we'll try and get it beat, and number 12 is going to be our mover in race 4.
Race 5, put a line through 6 M Factor, 10 Towerette, 17 Warrior Leash, and 20 Egyptian Amulet.
Now, no push away from this favourite, though, Van Giz, $2.80 into $2.60. It's holding about 50% more money than any of the other horses, and it has been popular with the multi-players. Van Giz, our mover in race 5.
Race 6, scratch number 4, Over and Above, and 13 Weather Channel, 14 Midweek Hustler.
Very, very popular favourite here. Hit the target. $2.60 into $2.30, and holding well over 60% of the early money, and it's about 4 times as popular as any other runner in the event. Number 2, the mover in race 6.
On to the next, the Scone Cup, the Darley Scone Cup, on our two big Duke, 5 Archimedes, number 14 Oakfield Missile, and 18 Costello.
This is a sensational betting race, Cozzy. A number of these horses have come in for support. Faistos and Military Zone, easily the two most popular. But just behind them, at the each-way odds, is Chief Ironside. And it's going to be our mover. $10 into $9.50 today. And the $10, that's today after the scratchings. Prior to the scratchings, it was nearly a $21 chance when markets first opened. And we did lay it at that price. So we're going to go with Chief Ironside as our mover in race 7.
All right, in the final event, race 8, put a line through 3 Safe Landing, number 8 Cubics, 14 Mr. Z, 16 Too Hard to Call, 17 Ginger's Voice.
Well, this horse is always popular when it goes around, and I speak of Bollywood, who's $4.20 into $3.70, and it's been a significant firmer today. Well, the next pick in the market, Favre, has gone out, 4 out to $4.20. So Bollywood, number 4, our mover in the lucky last.
What is the best fact?
Well, Cozzy, the one that really stands out to me is in race 6, number 2, Hit the Target. Easily the most popular runner in terms of money held at Scone and one of the best back runners across the country today.
Good on you. Thanks, Andrew. Now, James Tate at Albury, what's the update on the first there?
Sean, first event of the day on the fixed odds. Number 1, Bell's Innocent, 270 into 230. 2, Gotta Want It, 280 out to 350. 3, Fusca, 6 out to 750. 4, Mucarina, 4 out to 460. 5, Doddle Do, 13 into 950. 6, Rocky High, 19 to 17. And 7, Lucky to His Mates, 51. So, Bell's Innocent, the favourite here, trying to make it 4 wins from his last 5 starts. Firm favourite, 270 into 230. A little bit of money for Doddle Do, 13 into 950. Race 1 in 7 minutes' time.
The fourth, they're almost set to go here. We got the totes through on the previous at Goulburn. I think Hillsville, they're just about all loaded here. We might head there for race 4 at Hillsville.
In racing, Invictus Tilly began well enough. Hello, Good Night Away, quickly to lead Invictus Tilly, and sliding over now and then now to take the lead, followed by Too Far Pro, Armageddon Arby, Swift Binger, and right back to last, Max Jake with a lot to do. Wide out, Swift Binger had hit the lead, drew out by 2 lengths to now and then Crazy Jake. It's Swift Binger, though, sprinting away, soft at the end. Swift Binger won it by 4 lengths, now and then second, I'd say, over Hello, Good Night, and then Crazy Jake getting home 4, followed then by Invictus Tilly, well back to Too Far Bro, Armageddon Arby and Max Bow really never failed to, or never fired a shot at the end, failed to fire a shot. The run 19.94 to Swift Binger.
7.517 Swift Binger, $662, number 5 now and then, 3.91, Hello Good Night, 3.20. Toe Dividends Goulburn, 4 Hooper, paid 2.91.04, 5 Blonde Rufus, 2.30, 3 Jack's Cade, 1.70, and 4th one Bago Honey. Quidella 13 even, Exactor 18.30. Trifecta was $56.60 and the $428.10. Now Geelong, there at the barriers, number 1, Chironic is $4.60. 2 Diamond Moments, 26. 3 out, 4 Don't Question Me, 3.50. 5 out, 6 Locomojo, 6. 7 out, 8 Queen Karina, 34. Number 9, Royal Expectations, 41. 10 Smart Stride, 34. 11 Windfall is the favourite for Henry DeWire and Ben Mellum, 231.18. And on the tote, 250 and 104, it's favourite on both totes. Now, let's see if we've got any totes through on the previous at Hillsville, if they're there just as yet. Let's see if we've got totes on the fourth. Here we I think we might have. Yep. Number 7, Swift Binger, $692, 5 now and then, 4.30. 1 Hello Good Night, 2.50. 4.3 Crazy Jake. Now, the Quinella is 54.70, the Exacta 92.40. Trifecta, 677.40, and the 4. 2,498.40, jackpot 1,207, running double there. 1 and 7, no one got, jackpot $6.80. Now, David Gately, your best for Geelong. 11, 4, 1 and 10, 11, 4, 1, 10 at Geelong. David Gately likes the 11, which is the favourite. Windfall, 225 as we head there.
There's Windfall, Don't Question Me, has been well supported. And they're just about set. Sharon Coe to move in. The runners stand up nicely. Sharon Coe moves in. Windfall the favourite with the shades on. They're ready. Starter holes and windfall is balked at the start. Sharon Coe went back to last and Royal Expectations got the best of it from Smart Stride, Don't Test Me and Loco Mojo on the move going forward from Diamond Moments and Windfall. Queen Carrera got back after the start and Sharon Coe on the fence dropped out last. Loco Mojo wants the front. Running to the 1,000 metres, Mark and takes control. Don't Question Me sliding up to be second. Royal Expectations on the fence and Smart Stride fourth. A length away, Diamond Moments. Windfall gives the speed four. Sharon Coe on the fence second last with Queen Carina as they come down by the 750. Loco Mojo made play. A length on Don't Test Me travelling up second. A length away third is Royal Expectations Smart Stride. A length and a half away to Windfall about to pull out and get moving three wide. On the fence Diamond Moments, Queen Carina, and last of all is Sharon Coe but only about five lengths away from Loco Mojo who comes to the bend first. A length in front of Don't Test Me going after it and Windfall moving up three wide. Don't Test Me drop the bit there as Windfall quickly moves up and tackles the leader and storms to the front at the 300 and Windfall broke for home, raced away from Loco Mojo. Queen Carina's the chaser. Don't Test Me battling away and Sharon Coe down the outside. Windfall well clear at the 100 metres. Mark's got it all passed all up. Sharon Coe went to second from Don't Ark Question Me, but Windfall bolts in. One at 2.5 lengths on the line to Sharon Coe. Don't Ark Me, and back in behind those runners would have been Queen Carina or Diamond Moments from Loco Mojo. They were followed by Smart Stride and Royal Expectations last in.
It'll be 11, 1 and 4. Number 11, Windfall, will pay for the win, 250-120. Second will be 1, Sharon Coe, $1.40. And third, probably the 4, Don't Question Me. Let's check if we've got enough placings there. Yeah, probably haven't this before. Yeah, for 8. Don't Question Me, $1.50 for the place. It is 3 to 12 at Sky Sports Radio.
Want the biggest brands at the lowest prices? Then head to Chemist Warehouse today and save on big brands.
I know you're listening to this radio ad, but I just wanted to say you're listening to this radio ad. And so are your customers. Because with nearly half of all listening taking place at home, radio's never been more relevant. If you need results from your advertising, visit radioalive.com.au.
Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Queensland is racing. The crowds might be missing, but the action isn't. Join in the fun and race at your place this weekend with the help of Sky Racing and TAB. You can still consume all the Queensland racing action and race at your place. We're racing at the Sunshine Coast and Gold Coast this weekend. For the latest Queensland racing news, meetings and form, visit racingqueensland.com.au. Get racing.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
An action-packed weekend of racing calls for an offer to match. And do we have one for you? On races 1 to 6 at Rosehill, Flemington and Morfettville this Saturday, if your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50. That's 18 races. Check out the TAB app for more great deals this Saturday. TAB, long may we play.
Excludes SA and WA residents. First online fixed odds, win bet only. T&Cs at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Listen to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
We're proud of where this Australian team is now to get back to number one in the world.
We have legends.
The coach, John Lang.
Good morning, boys.
A lot of debate about Ivan Cleary with Nathan with the Panthers.
I've had the discussion with Ivan, and it's probably not ideal, but Oregon's better than coaching against him.
Expert comments.
Dylan Walker nearly killed himself with painkillers. Says, oh, I don't want a flu shot.
His stance sickens me.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
I love listening to you. Brady's been a welcome addition. Really look forward to your show every Sunday.
Sunday mornings from 7 till 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
Co dividends race one at Geelong. The winner 11, Windfall, 250-120. 1 Sharon Coe, 140. 4 Don't Question Me, 150. And 4th 8 Queen Carina. Quinella 370. The Exacta 570. Trifecta 1850. The 4, 94-10 after race one. Now the first at Albury. And they're at the barriers. Loading up pretty well. Favourite here. 1 Bell's Innocent, 220. Here's James.
Firm favourite here. Got a one at 440, Mookarina 460. So here comes Rocky High up into the line, the locally trained galloper. Thanks very much, Andrew. Sky Racing joins us for the first event of the day here. This is the Lee Martin Marine Class 3 Handicap. 1,400 metres ahead of them, and Doddle Doo coming up to complete the line of seven. Bell's Innocent, barrier three, $2.10. Got to want it in the inside gate, the second favourite. They're all locked away. Starters on the ladder. ready to break now. And there's the red light. They're off and racing in the first. Got to want it. Got away to a great start off the inside. Mookarina's pushing forward. Doddle Doo goes to third, and they're followed by the favourite Bell's Innocent, who's just going to settle fifth on the inside of Rocky High, a length and a half to Lucky Dewey's Mates, and Fusca is last of all, only about four and a half lengths off the lead. And Got to want it has the lead, controls the pace. With 1,000 metres to go, leads by half a length to Mookarina. Doddle Doo runs third, and then came Rocky High, Bell's Innocent. Gets a nice run. 50 inside, a length and a half Lucky to his Mates. And Fusca is the last one. Got to want it. Joined on the outside by Mookarina at the 800. They're a length and a half in front of Doddle Doo. Then came Rocky High, Bell's Innocent. Travels nicely along the inside from Lucky to his Mates. And Fusca's the last one in a pretty compact field with 600 to go. Got to want it. Just leads Mookarina. And they're followed by Doddle Doo going up to make a line of three. Rocky High behind them. And then Bell's Innocent. And just waiting on the run, followed by Lucky to his Mates and Fusca, one of the last along the inside. Got to want it is the leader, grabbed by Mookarina, and Bell's Innocent cruises up to them on the outside. Doddle Doo's running a pretty good race. Then came Rocky High, Lucky to his Mates and Fusca. Bell's Innocent takes a narrow advantage over Mookarina. Doddle Doo is still there from Got to want it, but Bell's Innocent sprinted away inside the 100 from Doddle Doo, and Bell's Innocent makes it four wins from his last five starts, won it by three parts of a length to Doddle. Doddle Doo, third of photo, maybe Mookarina from Got to Want It, Fusca, then Lucky to his Mates. And the last one home was Rocky High. So Bell's Innocent, given a lovely run by Matthew Carl, has come away to win it in great style. That's four wins from his last five starts and has beaten Doddle Doo. And Mookarina looks to have run third there. So Bell's Innocent having a great run. That means it's 10 starts now for four wins. Takes his earnings up over the $50,000 mark. He's won four out of his last five. And a winner here at Albury at the Cup Carnival, one at Wagga at the Cup Carnival, and another great win carrying the top weight of 59.5 kilos. 1, 5, and 4 have gone into the fray.
The totes over the line, number one, Bell's Innocent, will